Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, fuck with your boy, you fan, 007, nigga. Yo, hold up. We got Dre calling up. We got Timbo. I'm working the board tonight. We got Timbo. He's with his fam right now and shit. Yo, we got a lot of dope shit coming on and shit, man. Y'all niggas, hold on 1 second. I got you and shit, man. Matter of fact, this time I'm going to do it real quick. Hold on real quick, man. Yo, 419-764, holler at me.
Yo, yo, what's going on, bruh?
Yo, what's poppin' real quick, man? Talk to me real quick. Yeah, nigga Dre about to call up right now. What's poppin'?
Who y'all got on the show tonight?
Yo, we got Vital on, and we got Vital on. We got the homie ARP on and shit. So I'm trying to get the calls in now.
Bugging, yo.
Yo, Dre. Yo, Dre.
Yo.
Yo, you on live, nigga?
What's poppin'?
Yeah,
I was the y'all call on the show and shit.
I just want to ask y'all one question real quick. They had an all rematch card. Who y'all think will lose the second time around?
Oh,
what? I think Sue Surf will be Young L.
Yeah, you know what? Definitely, I'll ride with that.
I think
Sue Surf beat Fresco.
Who Surf?
I mean, I said Sue Surf. I mean, Young L beat Fresco, and I'm a Fresco fan, but Young L beat him. I just finished watching that shit just now, my nigga.
Yeah, he won that though. I ain't on the front though. He got that.
But you know what though? I don't want to make it seem like he won because of the choke or the coughing and all that shit. No, I was dead ass seriously feeling. You know what I'm saying? This nigga bars better.
Right.
Young L's bars.
Who else?
What's that shit, Dre?
I have Young L winning that. Young L winning that. Not me. He didn't wow me either, but I had him winning though. You know what I mean?
Is Young L back yet, y'all think?
Huh?
Y'all think Young L was back based off his last performances?
No.
Yo, I'm going to be honest with you. Hold up. I'm going to be honest with you. He was saying some shit that was impressing me.
I think
he's not even like he wasn't, B. He was somewhere. I'm not going to say he's back like the L that battled Surf, no. But he did say some shit that impressed me, my nigga. I won't even front on that shit.
But I think everybody's gonna say something to impress you. I think we're still looking for that Young L. I'm still looking for that Young L who's in my top five, fellas.
Not there no more, son. He ain't there no more, bro.
Damn.
It is what it is, bro.
That's one nigga I was pulling for, man. I ain't gonna front. I was pulling for that nigga, you know what I'm saying? I actually was, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's one cat you want to see and get back in real form. You know what
definitely
I'm saying?
Young L. I mean, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, though, all right, I look at it like this. He's not back, but, I mean, if we can get 75% of this nigga back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll be type cool with that shit.
What's another rematch card?
Yo, call it. I'm calling up, call you hurt.
Yeah, good looking, man.
You already know, nigga. Yo, what's up, Three?
What's one match you like to see as a rematch?
There's a couple of rematches I want to see in all reality, my nigga. The main one I want to see.
Verb and Clips would be a little different. I don't think Clips will 3-0 Verb.
I'm trying to think if I want to say Clips versus Tay Rock because Tay Rock really, really, really improved a lot, my nigga. Ever since Doggy Diamond interview and shit. And I was listening to what he was saying. Yo, if anybody should battle Clips, it is Tay Rock in a rematch. Because that was so long ago, my nigga.
I don't think Clips would 3-0 him at all this time going around.
Nah. I think Tay Rock is too aggressive. I'm not going to say he's going to beat Clips, though. I'm not saying that either. That's
I think Tay Rock is
going to
write his best material. I think Tay Rock is going to write his best material against Charlie Clips. Like, he's going to be writing in a dungeon for like a month. He probably writing like, nah, goddammit. This is the one thing I know he want is Clips, man.
He has to, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, somebody said, somebody on my Twitter said Hitman and Hollow. What y'all think about that right now?
Who that?
Hitman and Hollow?
Yes, that's the most disappointing. That's one of the most disappointing battles in battle rap history, man. Like on some
but yo, a lot of niggas are saying, but three, a lot of niggas are saying it was because a lot of extra shit involved also, you know what I'm saying?
They get somebody perform late,
all this shit like that.
Right. They perform late. It was the last battle. They had mics and shit too. But Hollow and Hitman, I don't know, son. I respect them more, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think Hitman Hollow should ever battle niggas that he's cool with.
Mm. But I mean, but it's not just a Hitman thing. I think that's what all of them three.
Yeah, agree.
I really thought that's what all. That's not just what Hitman, I think.
My man Gibbs right now just hit me on Twitter. My man MX Gibbs, he's like, Verb versus Hollow rematch would be dope. What you think? I wouldn't mind seeing that, though.
Verb and Hollow?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that. Shout out to Gibbs. I would not mind seeing that.
Hmm. I wouldn't mind seeing. What about Hollow and Us?
Yeah, I think Arsh need to give. But you know what? If you're Arsenal, do you give Hollow that rematch? Because I don't think, yo, Caps, I don't know how you feel.
It's a whole different, it's a whole different Hollow, son.
Yeah, it's a whole different Hollow, B.
It's
you
a whole
man?
Different Hollow, my nigga. I don't know, my nigga.
Yeah, I don't see. I don't think.
That, you feel me?
Yeah. Not saying Verb can't win, but I don't know, man. It's like you said, it's a different Hollow, man. That would be, you know what I'm saying? And Oz. I think Hollow would be Oz. Clearly, too. He caught up at the Fight Club. You know what I'm saying? Different story. I think they battle now. I'm going with Hollow to be Arsenal.
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree. What about Hustle and Misfit?
Ooh. That. Yeah.
Then, well, you know what, yo? Because a lot of people is 50-50 with that battle. A lot of people, well, you know what? A lot of people more, I think, say Misfit won. But who am I seeing that battle against if there wasn't a clear winner?
Yeah, and bringing out K-Tribe.
Who you had winning that battle?
Yo, I had Misfit winning that 2-1.
Misfit 2-1?
I just didn't like Hustle bringing out K-Profit out. Like, you know
yo,
what I'm
I think
saying?
That was a down. That was her downfall right there, B.
Yeah.
I see she was trying to do some. She was trying to do something new with it.
Right.
But that was a downfall because I don't think K-Profit came with it the way she should have came. You know what
right.
I'm saying? And that's just reality right there and shit. Like, but I see what she was trying to do and shit.
Hmm. What's another match I'd like to see? Yo? What's another match I would like to see a rematch of, yo?
So many people want to see Miss Hustle versus C. Ash. I think it has to go down at some point.
Hell yeah. Too many people want to see that. I'm not going to sit up here and say Hustle will wash Shayna Ashley either. I think she'd be the favorite going in, but I don't think, you know what I mean? I don't think she's going to wash her, though, B.
Nah, definitely not, my nigga.
I fucked with C-Ash, too, man. I ain't even going to front, man.
The only thing with C-Ash, my nigga, was just the choking. That was really
That's it.
I mean, the bar, her bar's always been there. It was just the choking, you know what I'm saying?
Word. I think that's her downfall. You know what I'm saying? Is it choking and shit? You know?
That's a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I can't wait to hear ARP coming on to announce his call. He's going to be calling
word.
In 30 seconds.
Yo, Cap, what do you think about Disaster's blog, my dude?
Yo, I didn't even see it. What is he saying now? Now what's he saying?
It's pretty much the same thing he said when he was on our show. When he was saying
yeah.
that, you know, Math, when they was doing their reality show, Math was the nice guy. He wasn't trying to be tough. You know, basically trying to say, and Disaster, I understand you're saying if he comes to Cali, it'd be a different story. I just don't like when niggas is talking like they just waiting for the beef to happen. And that's what I took from Disaster's blog. Like, okay, he's going to come to Cali. I'm going to have my goons with me. They're going to be on stage. You know,
oh,
we're going to try to treat
talking?
Yeah, I just don't like that shit like that. I wouldn't book that battle if I'm a fucking promoter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, you're going to have to...
Hey, Disaster. Yeah, Disaster seems like he's taking it... I don't even want to say Pat. Like, he's doing too much. If
no,
you don't want to battle him...
That's what I feel.
Then don't
hey,
battle him.
Right, he's taking
he's doing too much. He's taking outside of battle rap. You're doing too much. If you don't want to battle him to beat him, then don't fucking battle him. We don't really care about all that extra shit you're talking about in all reality.
Mm.
I don't care about that shit he's talking about, to be honest with you.
Mm.
You ain't talking about
I'm
beating him
sure
in a battle, and then, I mean, what are you talking about, in my opinion?
Yeah. You know, we don't want to, he's like when daylight threw water him.
Because you gotta understand, my nigga, you gotta understand how stupid that shit sounds. Oh, he don't want to come to Cali. He's scared. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, Mav could deadass to you say, oh, you won't come to Brooklyn like that on some. I gotta have my goons on me and shit. You know, what's he gonna say then? So You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, it's not even that serious. If you're not going to battle, then what the fuck are you talking about? That's how I really feel about that shit. If he's
I agree.
He made me want to see that shit. If he's extra, if he's being all extra like that, my nigga, it's like that.
Yeah, like you're basically trying to entice Math to have a serious Jones Part 2 with y'all, and that's not what we want, my nigga. You was the same one that's after going on blogs saying, oh, Math fucked up doing that shit, so... I don't want to see niggas be brawling. I don't think it's that serious, man, for niggas be fighting, man. Fight with your words, my nigga. That's what the stage is there for. Disrespect each other right there. You know what I mean? All that extra shit is.
But you know what, though? You know what, though? Math actually spoke on this shit.
Right.
Math said when niggas battle him, they battle him a certain kind of way.
Mm.
And it seems like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everyone wants to out-bully Math, it seems.
Right. I agree.
You notice, look at, like everybody who Maverick, like, they always have that same approach. Like, I'm not scared of you.
Shug.
You're not going to bully me approach. You know what I'm saying?
Shug did the same thing. Yep, Shug did the same thing when he battled Maverick. He had that, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to bully me approach. Daylight, too. You got a little extra, you know? But does Maverick, let me ask you a question, devil's advocate. Does Maverick bring that on himself, though, B? I'm just asking.
Of course he did. I mean, let's keep it real. It really started from the door with him. So,
right.
It is what it is at this point, you know what I'm saying? But here's the whole thing, though. Here's the whole thing. If Math is not really on that shit no more, not really trying to bully niggas and shit, I mean, should niggas still be bringing up the past and shit? I mean, let's keep it real. If you keep bringing up the past, then that means we're never going to get past the whole Sirius Jones
anymore. Right. Right, exactly. We're never going to get past that shit. You know what I mean?
If you're
going to
keep bringing that bitch up every motherfucking battle and shit, I mean, how are we getting
past you know what,
that
though?
Shit?
Once Math did that, that stigma is always going to be attached to his name. Like, oh, he was just want to, you know, and that's fucked up because Math is cool peoples, man. He fuck with the show, nigga be hitting niggas up. Math is a good dude, man. He, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunate what happens when he did with Sirius. You know, we can't co-sign that shit over here, but you know what I'm saying? Like, when are we going to get past that shit? Like, all right. Because Math was getting blasted on, son, after Summer Madness. I mean, Jesus, from fans. I mean, I know that nigga had to stay off social media for a week at least, my nigga. Like, this is too much, you know. Got the
you know what, though, son? You know what, though? You got to understand, though, too. And I just got to keep it totally funky. We fuck with Math,
right.
But Math was also going on Vlad TV.
Yeah.
And clowning Sirius Jones, making a mockery
right.
of it. So you got to understand, you know what I'm saying? It's not like after it happened, he let it go, my nigga. Like, he kind of rolled out with the wave loop, son. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think that might have actually made that shit worse, in my opinion, when he did that shit. He said that after he hit him, he should have let him go and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He can't get that back, though. You know what I mean? Do you think he'll ever be on the URL stage again?
He's back again?
Yeah. But do you think he'll ever be on the URL stage again?
Yeah.
Yeah? You think it's just tongue-in-cheek right now when you are smacking him?
Yeah. He will. I think he will.
Yo,
hold on one second. We got Yo, hold on 1 second. Let the homie ARP on, you heard?
Word.
Yo,
what's going on up there? What up, Angry Fan Radio Movement and up and all that? What's going on, Timbo, Angry Fan, Three Letter Man? What's popping? Y'all, what's good? Your boy, ARP, RBE is the movement. I got my brother, Shot, the pastor, too. Shot to say what up. They think you a fucking boogeyman, my nigga. What's good?
Hey, yo, what's the deal? Angry Fan Movement, what's the deal? Shot to
what's popping?
Yeah.
What's cracking?
Yo, what's the deal?
Yeah.
Let me know.
You ready, man?
What's good, y'all?
We
you
good.
Tell them, bro.
RBE.
You're
this Angry Fan Movement shit, y'all. Fuck the Angry Fan Movement. A lot of people start to more quietly behind the scenes and shit, but I'm around. I'm always around.
Yeah, man. Shout out to around. He's my partner for a reason. Y'all know that. What's good, though? Y'all was popping. I see y'all doing y'all thing up there.
Yeah, y'all.
We trying, son.
Yeah, I hear that. Nah, y'all not trying. Y'all moving. Y'all movement is moving right now. I'm fucking with y'all heavy. I seen the growth from the start to right now, and I'm loving what's going on out there. That's why y'all mean I have to hit my man Caps up, my man Three Letter. I see the boy Timbo up there and say, listen, it's time for RB to jump back out into this arena. You know what? Let's give all the Angry Fan Movement fans and listeners and supporters and all the RBE supporters the exclusive.
Word.
It's time to let this car go.
Talk about it, y'all.
So listen, you know what I mean? Without all the hesitation, we ain't trying to do all the build-up and all this shit. I mean, bottom line, here it is right here. This summer is going down. Everything is signed and sealed. There's nothing that I'm saying that is a possibility. this might happen. We working on this. No, everything that I'm saying right now, signed and sealed and done. July 5th, y'all. July 5th. Everybody that's a true battle rap fan, we back in a Manhattan venue again. The same place that we was at the first time around, invited us right back. We put on crazy. Y'all seen the outcome. Y'all seen the footage. Y'all seen how everything looked. It's crazy. We right back in that nice venue right there. You know, we got the food in there, nice bar set up. It's for true hip-hop fans, true battle rap fans. Yo, we're going to put on this crazy card bigger than the last one. The last one was 7 battles. We right back at y'all with 8 battles.
Bam.
So this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to start from the A slot and just work all the way up to the main event. And then whatever y'all want to ask about the battles, the artists, how each battle came together, whatever you want to ask, just let me know.
July 5th,
y'all. Real shit. I got y'all. All right, so we're going to start like this in the A slot. Shout out to New Orleans. Shout out to my homegirl down there, my homegirl official down there. But I got put on to the homie Focus. You know what I'm saying? I got put on to the homie Focus down there. Yeah, I mean, for those that don't know who Focus is, go on YouTube, check out his battle versus Double N. You see that he does work. We got him going against my man from the Shy, Sammy Wild Hunters. You know what I'm saying? Now, that battle right there, I'm proud to put that battle together because first and foremost, both of those brothers is real, real talented. And as I move through this card, you're going to see that RBE fucks with a lot of up-and-coming talent. A lot of up-and-coming talent. We're giving a lot of people opportunities to do their thing. These brothers right here is already talented. I know that they're going to put on. So that right there is the A slot right there. So now let me jump out of New Orleans. Let me jump out of the Shy. Let me drop to number 7 now. Y'all know who Hazy Williams is. Shout out to my boy Hazy Williams. I got Hazy Williams, and his opponent just happens to be buzzing right now. That's the same plan, but Hazy Williams is going up against Show Off. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mercy. Shout out to the Trap House. I'll fuck with everybody over there at the Trap House. There's a lot of talent over there at the Trap House. You know what I'm saying? I knew who Show Off was. I seen his battle versus Adi Boom. I seen his battles versus Merrick City. I always thought he was crazy. But I went and checked his one round out 2 weeks ago at the Trap House, and he told me he was going to spaz. And trust me when I say he spazzed the fuck out. I said, you know what? We got to fit him in this car. Even though the car was almost done, I said, we got to put him in like a final spot. So we got Show Off at Hazy Williams in the 7th slot. You know what I mean? Now let's move up a little some. In the 6th slot, you know we fuck with the ladies. You know we got to keep the variety on our card. You know what I'm saying? You know how RBE gives it up. I got Miss Miami versus Jay Smooth. You know what I'm saying? That's the 6th slot right there. Why are we fucking with Miss Miami? If you don't know, you know what I mean, like Miss Miami's resume, just wait until a Quiet Room battle with Official drops. And believe me when I tell you, y'all know I'm a crazy battle rap critic. She either won that or it's debatable. When I seen that, I said I need this card. That's my word. When y'all see her battle versus Official drop that just went down in the Quiet Room, y'all going to see that she either won it, she either beat Official, or it's a debatable battle. That's my word. That's my word. When I seen that live,
Listen, y'all hear it coming from this nigga's mouth, so make sure y'all quote him on this shit. Anything we say, nigga, stand by.
Caps, three letters. You know there's nobody that goes to more events than me. Trust me. There's nobody that goes to more events than me. When I'm there, I'm not on no scout shit. I'm just taking it in all as a fan. And when I saw Miami do this work, I said, we got to get her on the next card. So we locked that away with Jay Smooth. She actually wanted to battle Jay Smooth. You know what I'm saying? She got her own reasons why she wanted Jay Smooth. We got her Jay Smooth. I fuck with Jay Smooth heavy. Her resume is tight, you know what I'm saying? So I think these two ladies might come off with a classic. Might come off with a classic, you know what I'm saying?
What?
All right, let's move along. What was that? What was that? The 6th slot right there?
Yeah.
You good?
That was the 6th slot? All right, let's move on to the 5th slot.
You don't be thinking, man. Call me, Mark.
Yo, all right, let's move on to the 5th slot right now.
All right.
In the 5th slot, another bar fest. You know what I'm saying? Some people's going to say they moving up the game, the ladder pretty heavy. You know what I'm saying? Up and coming is heavy. If y'all don't know who these two dudes are, then y'all not paying attention. But we got Mr. Mills versus Hoops in the
motherfucking building.
Hoops in the motherfucking building. You already know that's our nigga. That's like RBE family right there. Not just because we fuck with him, but because the brother is talented. And if y'all don't know what Mr. Mills does,
Mr. Mills had a classic with fucking Danny Myers, my nigga.
You already know. Okay. You already know. If somebody don't know who Mr. Mills is, then go look that up.
Mr. Mills is a monster, B. Word.
Oh yeah, I think those two young brothers right there gonna do work. That might be a potential
word.
Classic right there too. You know what I mean? Mm. You could already see that RBE, you know what I mean, we're doing things a little bit different. You could already tell by the way the card is shifting up. We already got the names that once again you don't see every day, but
right.
people love if you're a real battle rap fan. You know how we do over here. All right, let's keep it moving though. Let's move into this fourth slot. Now we're starting to get into the real, real heavy shit right now.
Uh-oh.
We got JC versus Adi Boom going down. That's our bar fest right there. That's our bar
JC
fest
and
battle
Adi
right
Boom?
There.
Wow.
JC and Adi Boom. We fucked
three
with
rounds.
Adi Boom.
Three rounds.
Listen. Everything is three rounds. The first card, you had a few people coming back talking about three of the battles was one rounders. Now they know
right.
why some of them one rounders happened. But you want to know what? In case there's any speculation still out there, we said, you know what? Everything three rounds. And like I said in my blog, I'm staying true to my word on the RBE side. No two-minute rounds. No two-minute rounds over here.
I know you're not feeling that, RBE. I know you're not feeling it. I saw your blog, my G. I know you ain't feeling
yeah,
it.
No shots at no leagues.
I fuck with all the leagues. I support all the leagues. But
right.
I hate the fact that some of these battles is getting ruined and some of these artists is getting bottled up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm just paying attention to the game, and I'm trying to make sure that over on RBE, me and my brother Shot to do things to help the culture. That's what it's about. Motherfuckers going to get sensitive and talk about, oh, he's taking shots. Anybody that's ever done a two-minute round before? No. We purposely doing things that help the culture. Pay attention. So JC versus Adi Boom.
Yo, shout out to fucking JC and Adi Boom. I'm glad Adi Boom is getting a name like JC, though. Let's see what he could do with it. This is the time, Adi Boom. You got to step to the plate, my nigga. You got a name in front of you right now, my dude.
Really? You ain't no playing right here with this one.
I'm glad you said that. Do you notice that in almost every one of Adi Boom's battles or his interviews, they mention the A-Verb battle? Even in the UFF battle with Danny Myers, the A-Verb battle gets mentioned. That's because when RBE sees talent, we do everything in our power to get these people the best competition possible. No shots at all. But because we fuck with Adi Boom and we see a young stardom inside of him, we right back at him with another top-tier match for him. We got him JC.
And we loyal. And we loyal. Fuck that.
Word.
And we loyal. You fuck
and
with us,
loyal.
We fuck
we,
with
if you.
You
fuck with us, we fuck with you. That's it is what it is. No shots fired. It just is what it is. But let's move on. Let's move on to this third slot right now, all right? Now, we all know that there's not too many true, authentic grudge matches still in this shit. You know what I mean? Like a real grudge match, like let's say Mav, Hopper, and Mook, everybody wants to see that. You know what I'm saying? Like, there ain't too many left. A lot of these beefs is overnight shit. We got one of the last true few grudge matches that the people been waiting for years. I don't know why it didn't happen. You got to ask the right people. But I know it's finally going down July 5th. On RBE, Shotgun Shug versus Rosenberg Raw. Let's go.
Woo!
That's a grudge match right here.
Hold on,
ARP.
These niggas been
going back and forth on Twitter for like over a month, my nigga.
Yeah.
Like
not
saying some
Twitter.
Real.
They blog on each other. Yo, listen. Them two dudes, them two brothers got real tension. I forgot to put in the contract. No pocket tapping, but I got to both these brothers.
My
I
nigga.
Get this classic right here, Runes. It's
you might need
a
security.
Right here.
You might need two security guards to stand between them brothers when they get on
stage.
Listen.
RBE is going to be so heavy in that building, and this card is so crazy. I expect everybody to respect this card.
One thing is about RBE and the niggas that fuck with us, whether you fuck with us as a fan, as somebody we do business with, or even a hater, respect is first and foremost.
Always.
Right.
Plain
always.
And simple. You see what I'm saying? Because after the day. At the end of the day, we respect everybody and what they do.
Mm.
So they smell it on us, and it's going to be, when they say real, recognize real.
Word.
It's nothing more to be said. Respect understands respect.
Triple R.
Whether you respect my mind, whether you respect my mind, you respect my grind, or you respect the nine, just respect it.
Yo, Shotta, chill, son, because I hear how you start going on a tangent, get tight and shit, chill. I'm chilling, nigga, I'm out here chilling, I'm fucking, I'm on my loud cloud right now, I'm on my cloud, hold on, Shotta, you know what, we not done, let's go to slot number two, you know what I mean, this is the seventh battle on the card, now we seven battles in, Big Cannon versus Big K.
Say it again.
Big Cannon versus Big K. Let's go.
Oh my God.
Let me,
Yo,
let
son.
Me tell you why I love this battle, man. Hold on, I want to hear the response to this in a second, but let me tell you why I personally love this.
Nigga, fight the mad rapper. Got it, mad rapper.
First of all, Big Cannon is the fucking truth. I don't know who the fuck is still sleeping on him. We fuck with him heavy for a reason, because we see real talent. The boy is top tier. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. He's top tier. He's one of the best that's doing it right now, and he's on a mission. Now, as far as Big K, we all know he had the number one battle of the year, as per the source, last year with Illmac. That's a classic. We know he's about to go put on with, who we got coming up, the Saurus? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
the Saurus.
Cool. I love what King of the Dot does out there. But at the same time, it is time for Big K to have a street battle. It's time for him to come back to a street battle. Somebody that's going to stand in front of him and talk the same shit that he's talking. RBE is bringing that back. Let's go. Mm.
I got to thank you guys, man. Thank you. I'm a Big K fan, a Big Cannon. Thank you niggas for this battle right here.
Got you.
My nigga, I fucks with Cannon, heavy. And
Big K, but, hey, we called them. I don't know what's up right now, but we called them. All right,
you know what, though?
Go ahead.
And I'm going to keep it funky, because Big K was on our show, ARP, and we asked him. They always try to put you in there with a white dude and shit. No offense. I want to see you battle black man and shit.
Yeah.
On some G shit, man. I want to see how that translates, my dude.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, listen, I don't know what that's about, but I can speak on RBE's moves. We pay attention to the culture as fans. I see the battles that he's been getting lately, and he goes crazy. And shout out to the people that he's battling. And shout out to the leagues that's booking him, because he's a talented dude and he should be getting booked. You know what I'm saying? But I haven't seen him in a street battle in too long. So we said, you know what? We got to make that move for the culture. We got to.
Mm.
Yes.
We got to. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think it's time for this main event. You know what I'm saying? We already 7 battles in. Hopefully y'all fucking with the card. I really hope that y'all fucking with the card. You know what I'm saying? We put a lot of work into this card right here. You know what I mean? Even them 7 battles alone was hard to put together back into Manhattan. But we not done. We still brought a crazy main event to top it all off for y'all. So you know what? Without even holding it up, should be in everybody's top 5. If he's not, if he ain't in your top 10, don't ever talk to me about battle rap. From Newark right now. You know, we have to go out to Jersey, get my boy Old Red for the main event. Damn. Old Red is on the main event on RBE. Now ask me who he's going up against, though.
I'm scared to ask right now, man.
Don't get scared now.
Old Red got?
So we already know Old Red status, but you want to know what? It's funny because I'm listening to y'all show. Yo, he's from Brooklyn. I'm listening to y'all show, and y'all talking about moving on, and this happened and that happened. Listen, on the RBE stage, we put on real, recognized real, and that's what it comes down to. Real, recognized real.
I know he's
Red
battling.
Versus the return of Mass Hoffa. Let's get it.
Oh, man.
Let's get it.
Oh, man.
Let's get it.
Yo, Mass, why you keep it secret?
It's time. It's been long enough. Brooklyn need to step back in the ring, and y'all already know what Old Red do. It's time, man.
July 5th, Club Dome. July 5th, Club Dome.
And you know what I want to say, too? You want to know what? We put up the Eventbrite ticket sale link, right? Just to hold y'all down at Angry Fan Radio, I didn't even put the matches on the Eventbrite. It's just blank. It just says July 5th, Club Drum, and the ticket price is already up there, general admission, VIP, and stage passes. And let me say this right now. This is so important, y'all. I'm only putting 300 general admission tickets on sale. Everything else is VIP, stage pass, and the guest host pass. That's it, the co-host pass. Only 300 general admission. Y'all know how it is in Club Drum. Beautiful environment, beautiful stage setup, bar and all that. There's food in there. Go online now to lifthissoul.eventbrite.com. Once again, lifthissoul.eventbrite.com. There's only 300 general admission tickets that we're putting on for this classic card right now, July 5th. Log on right now. Cop your tickets. Trust me, you want to be in a building for this.
Plus, we got so much more shit that we're going to be doing at that event that I don't know if you want to drop that yet.
Check it out. Before y'all even say that, I am going to make a blog on this in case anybody missed the show. I'm going to make a blog on this ARP.
Yeah,
Word.
I got you. Good looking. Good looking, fam. But you know what? Yo, thank you, Shotta, because you just reminded me. Yo, shout out to everybody up there, Angry Fan Radio, because you know what we're doing, too? Because we care about the fans so much. We like doing things a little bit different over here. We like being innovative. We already doing things that we see and it's catching on in the culture, and I love it. I support it all. But you know what we're doing, too? Not only are we bringing you them 8 crazy battles, a total of 16 artists, crazy MCs, back to Manhattan again, but you know what we're doing during the intermissions? We're doing live debates, live update debates from your favorite bloggers. We got Jay Black in the building. We got Chris Unbiased in the building. We got Angry Fan 007 in the building. And we got Letterman in the building doing live debates during the intermissions.
Bang, bang.
Talking about these things bang, bang. Going down. You know what I mean? Like, just a little different. Just a little added show for y'all to come out live. Just a little something for y'all. You know what I mean?
I like your mindset, ARP. I see what you're doing, my dude. On some
not
real
just
shit,
mine.
My
not just mine. RBE, baby. RBE. We putting on. We putting on. We trying, man. We trying. If they don't respect us, it's all good. You already know what the slogan is still. Some will fuck with us now, some will fuck with us later, some will never fuck with us, but we ain't going nowhere.
Word.
How the fuck we put on January 4th for Classic, and by March we was already with the next clip already on lock. Come on, son, we not playing no games. They got to respect us, man. Show some respect, show some love, because that's all we do on our side. Real shit.
Wow.
Respect that,
Mav Hoffa against Old Red.
Yeah. Going down, man. Y'all. It's going down. July 5th, man. That's all I can say. 300 general admission tickets on sale. The name of the event is Lift Your Soul, because some souls will be lifted. There's going to be some pieces of some people's soul left behind on that stage. A few people are going to be killed that night. There's going to be a lot of walking dead, man. I'm telling you. Lift Your Soul on sale. July 5th is on sale right now. 300 general admission tickets. That's it. Go get them while they're still there.
Hey, after the 4th of July, the fireworks are still going to be busting. Niggas still come out. Come enjoy yourself. Have a good time. Come see some some fireworks made on that fucking stage. Come see some bars.
Classic.
Can y'all do me a favor? Can y'all read that
fucking bars?
Can y'all read that card one more time, just in case listeners just coming into the phone right now? Read that card one more time,
go.
Please.
I got you. I'm gonna run through it kind of fast. All right, 8th spot. Focus from NO versus the Chi-Town native Sammy Wild Hunters. The 7th spot. Hazy Williams versus Show Off. The 6th spot, Miss Miami versus Jay Smooth. The 5th spot, Mr. Mills versus the homie Oops. The 4th spot, JC versus Adi Boom. All right? The 3rd spot, Shotgun Suge versus Rosenberg Raw. The 2nd spot, Big Cannon versus Big K. And then the 1st spot and main event, Old Red versus the return of Mav Hoffa. July 5th, y'all.
I'm calling it now. The battle of the night is going to be Big K and Big Cannon.
Bro, you kind of read my mind in a way, B. I was going to say the same thing, I think. I promise you I was.
July 5th.
I think it's like Mav and Old Red is right next to it because, yo, if you think about it, you ain't really seen nobody get at Old Red like that.
You know I pay attention to the culture and all that. You know, I seen an interview of Mav Hoffa on 15 Minutes of Radio saying that Old Red was ducking him. And then I did see during the UW face-off, I remember Old Red telling Hitman, yo, you lost to Justin. You know what I'm saying? hey, one of them got to show up and prove. You know what I mean? July 5th, right. Baby. You know what I mean? That's all I got to say on that. Real shit.
Hey,
going down,
hey, yo, Peter, let me ask you a question. Who needs the
yes,
does Mav need this one more than Old Red?
Wow.
Say that again.
Good question.
Does Mav need this win more than Old Red?
Does Mav need this win more than? Well, go ahead, Shotta. Give your 2 cents on that.
You're
talking shit,
Shotta.
What's up, man?
Yeah, I'm gonna talk my shit. That's one thing I do is I talk my shit, but I don't do all that shit on screaming and hollering. I'm going to talk my shit, though. But to me, I don't think he do because Mav has already solidified who the fuck he is. And if he didn't, we wouldn't be having these topics and this talking. Mav ain't battling how long, and this nigga's always on a topic of discussion. This nigga, every time he turns around, is on a blog. So if he didn't, it's just like perfect example. The same way they build you up, they bring you down to build you right back up again.
You know what? I got another take on that, too, to answer that. So, and once again, your boy pays attention, man. Don't nothing move without me knowing about it. Trust me, I pay attention. I'm connected with all the right people. I know what's going on out here. but just on the visual side. Then we just see an interview of Mass saying that, you want to know what, he's got so much shit that he needs to get off his chest.
Right.
His return battle, his opponent don't even really matter at this point to him. He just got so much shit that he knows the people need to hear from him. You know what I'm saying? But at the
he gonna be talking to the fans. It's more almost like he battling the fans.
But watch this though.
Oh shit.
That is true. That's a good angle. The fans want to know what's going on with Matt, what he's gonna do for his return battle, what he's gonna talk about. But at the same time, Matt ain't coming back versus no bottom tier, mid tier opponent.
That's what I'm
he's
saying,
coming back
like,
versus
exactly.
a nigga that can kill him too. So, we just gonna have to wait till July 5th to find out how the fuck that plays out, because respect to Matt for not coming back with a late battle. You know what I'm saying? Respect to him for that. Because he could have came back
and battled fucking
him. He could have battled anybody. He could have battled me on that stage for one round, and everybody would have wanted to see it because it's Matt. Everybody knows we want to see what the fuck is going to happen when he comes back to the ring. He's taking somebody that is 100% top tier, 100% a killer in this shit, one of the best doing it.
Niggas fuck with Red hard body, son, and I think Red got to bounce back from the Hitman Holler battle, so this ain't going to be, you know, Red know he got to kind of bounce back.
Hitman surprised us with that third round. The homie Old Red went on record. I can't make no excuses for the next man. He said, you know what I mean, he wasn't on his A-game, wasn't feeling too well or whatever. But you want to know what? Like, I'm not one of them fickle fans that, what have you done for me in your last battle? That's not me. I look at your whole resume.
Right.
I look at your whole resume. And when I look at Old Red's resume, it looks like everybody and their mother was behind him and had him in their top three just how many months ago. I mean, he had one debatable battle, which was his last battle, and then everybody's like, all right, well, he needs to bounce back. Nah, you don't need to bounce back. I've been killing shit my whole life. You know what I'm saying? This is Old Red we talking about.
Well, ARP, if you know me and Caps,
if
you know me and Caps, I mean, with the next couple months, you got this show on July 5th. We trying to get Mr. Mills on here, all these niggas. Oops, we going to politic with these brothers right there for your card.
Hit them all up, man, because, listen, there's another aspect that we got to add to this July 5th. What's today's date, y'all?
We on
today's
April 14th.
April 14th, right? The last few battles was probably locked in.
Shout out to one of my baby mothers. Today is her birthday.
This nigga stupid. But anyway, this nigga shot the wild. That's why y'all don't see him. But anyway, the last few battles was locked in like within like what shot? Like the last 2 weeks or something like that?
Last 2 weeks, yep.
All the top battles, like the top five battles, for example, was locked in March. You know what I'm saying?
So from
March all the way to July 5th, there's not going to be no excuses. Nobody has no 3 weeks of prep time. None of that. Everybody's coming with their A game. Look how long these killers had a chance to sit down and perfect their pen game for this classic card going on, man. You know what I mean? No excuses right here, man. Everybody has months to prepare for this. This is going to be a classic, man. I don't know who's going to have a show in it. It could be niggas that you didn't expect, man. It could be Show Off of Hazy Williams, man. You have
to run around, really cool. Man. And then you know with that type of card, the I don't want to say smaller name dudes, but the dudes who people know the least, they going to fuck around and be like, oh, word? Y'all niggas don't know who I am? You going to know who the fuck I am by the end of this night?
Hungry. That's one of the things about putting up-and-comers around some of the biggest names in the rap game. They know it's an opportunity to be seen by other people's fans as well. And then you put anybody on this type of card, they know they got to show out.
Because
from the A slot all the way up to be classic. Real shit.
Because ARP, I got some brother on Twitter named at Tommy Knox. He's saying right now he thinks Mr. Mills or Oops has crazy battle of the night potential.
Yo, I was going to say that shit just now. Before you said that, I was going to say that.
Mills
is a monster.
I'm going to say this right now, months in advance on an Angry Fan radio show. If you ask me what's the battle of the night, I have no fucking clue. I don't know who's gonna have the craziest. I won't even say July 4th. I won't say the day before. I have no clue.
Yo, the funny thing is, make sure y'all watch this nigga ARP when he's on the stage at night. This nigga gonna fuck around and forget that he sold. This nigga gonna be sitting there with his head in his face all night, like, Because one thing is, we fans too. We fans with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we love this shit as a whole, as a culture. You see what I'm saying? Like, this shit is something that we love. So, at the end of the day, niggas ain't going nowhere.
And you know what? Y'all say y'all love the culture. I agree totally. That's what me and Caps, we love the culture so much that this shit is fun for us, what we doing. You know what I'm saying? It's not really a job,
exactly.
Really.
And you can see that we having fun with it. I mean, come on, listen,
right.
we don't want less. We don't want, listen, y'all, we not judging battles. We're not ready to start judging battles on RBE yet. I'm not saying that we never going to do it. But for the fans and for the fun of it and for the enjoyment and for the fact that we love this shit, we bringing y'all favorite bloggers on the same stage. Yeah, it is. I know some people in the back of their heads right now. I'm going to dress the fucking elephant in the room. Yeah, I said it. I said three-letter man, Angry Fan, Jay Black, and Chris Unbiased. Don't act like the elephant sitting in the room, but you want to know why them brothers is all going to participate in this card? Because it's a classic card, and we love this shit. It's an original idea about RBE. We putting on for the fans. I'm going to be doing wild shit all night. I'm going to be taking tweets from the crowd. If I recognize tweets from my followers, I'm bringing you up for stage passes. All that, man. 300 general admission tickets will be on sale, and that's it. Go to lifthissoul.eventbrite.com and get your general admission tickets, your VIPs, your stage passes, and all that right now, because listen to the card, man. They're going to go.
My nigga.
They go. It is what it is. I don't control the door, y'all. It is what it is.
Shaka Sugars, Rosenberg Law.
This nigga ARP is giving out workout tips. The first 10 people that buy the tickets, ARP is going to give you some workout tips.
Chill, nigga.
Yo, Caps.
Chill,
you're
stupid.
Yo, Caps.
Yeah. Yo,
what's your take on Rosenberg and Shaka Sugar, my nigga?
I got to be cold, y'all. Man, yo, that's, you know I'm going crazy over that also, right? I'm trying to be cool,
like,
you know I fuck with the boat. Yo, I think I'm rocking with Suge on this one. You know I'm a hard body Suge fan. And his
hard body
battle versus Ladder J, if he comes like he did versus Ladder J, it's going to be a long night.
Nah, sir, Rosenberg Raw, I'm going to keep it funky, yo. That nigga's a bully, yo, son. Suge ain't going to be able to bully Rosenberg Raw,
But my nigga, is he going to bully Suge?
Nah, he's not going to bully him.
Can I ask y'all a question about that battle? Can I get in my fan bag and ask y'all a question?
On some bully shit.
What was Raw's biggest threat? Was it Swayze?
Yeah.
On some bully shit?
All right. Well, listen, I'm a fan like y'all. I knew y'all was going to say yes. I just said y'all. I knew y'all was going to say yes.
I don't know.
I think Raw would think that Swayze was his biggest threat in this game on the bully tip. So in my opinion, I think he's going to step on that stage with Suge. I think he's going to have a
confidence
that he never had
before. He's going to have a confidence he never had.
But at the same time, don't think Suge is a joke. Suge knows that
he's
a blood. He's not going to play. I've been talking to Suge. Suge is ready. Suge
and
they
already got tension. They already got tension.
The nigga
got some gonna
shit.
Be.
The nigga could spit.
Right. They got tension already, man.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
July 5th, man. Finally, that grudge match is happening, y'all. We got a little bit of everything. We got the ladies. We got the Ball Fest with Adi Boom and JC. We got the Return of Mass. We got one of the best in the game, Old Red. We got the grudge match, Raw, and Shotgun Suge. We got the up-and-coming town. We got Oops and Mr. Mills.
You got a nice balance.
You know what I'm saying? I got Big Cannon and Big K. I got Big K finally coming back through a street battle. I mean, I don't know what the fuck to do for y'all. If y'all don't fuck with this card, man, I'm going to fall back. I'm glad you got Big K on the card, though, man.
I mean, like, damn, how you go from battling Ilmac, having a dope battle, and he just got to sit and wait? I hate that shit. Like, he had a dope-ass battle, man.
I don't understand the Neva, my nigga. Let me tell you something, man. Listen, I'm a fan just like y'all, man. I sit back and I see some of the shit, man, and I don't understand some of it. I don't have all the answers.
Right.
But we can help provide some of the solutions. That's what it's about, man, putting on for the culture. Putting on for the culture, you know what I mean? I be hearing some of the fuck shit behind the scenes, you know what I mean? I speak to a lot of people that got their hands in things, league owners, people that's connected and all that. I be hearing some shit. Trust me, the fuck shit is out there that y'all fans don't understand, but, you know what I mean, we wiggling through all of that shit. We trying to stay focused and do what we do, and that's what we doing with this car right here, July 5th. RBE, baby.
That's one thing RBE does and will always do is just do us. We don't watch no next nigga. We don't watch nothing except ourselves.
They can send
Shows.
They can do whatever the fuck they want.
Hold up, man.
Don't get
sued, nigga. Let me tell you, man. Where did RBE come from? You just came out of nowhere on us. What's up, man? Give us some history.
Yo. It might look like we popped up out of nowhere the same way we just hopped on this call right here. Me and my brother Shotzi, you know what I'm saying? But listen, you want to know what's so crazy? People knew me as a fan before they knew me as a league owner. Mm, I mean, check your history. Y'all even see my fucking dress code changing on camera over the years. That's how deep I've been behind the scenes. Just pay attention. I have motherfuckers talking about who is this motherfucker who I never had a name because I'm never supposed to have a name. I'm just a fan like y'all. But you sit in this shit long enough and you say, you want to know what? You make a move or two, shit don't add up. I speak to my brother. I say, yo, you want to do this shit for real? He said, yeah. I say, yeah. And here we are.
That's what me and Cass basically did.
Go to the channel. RBEViz. YouTube.com/RBEViz. I got an ARP True Stories up there featuring Star and Buck Wild, Math Hoff, and Slave Seb. I break down the whole story on how and why RBE got created and how it's directly and indirectly involved Star from Star and Buck Wild, Math Hopper, and Slave Seb. Shout out to Slave. Shout out to Math. It is what it is, though, on that other side. You know what I mean? Y'all check out that video. Mm-hmm. I break that whole story down for y'all. Real shit. You know what I mean? Check that out.
Because you guys are a force right now. Fuck the bullshit.
Yeah. You know, shout out to the homie Arsenal. You know what I'm saying? We touched base real quick and out of the shy. I mean, shout out to everybody, Ray Swag, and everybody over there. You,
Guerrilla Warfare. Shout out Guerrilla Warfare.
I wasn't even going there just yet, but I see what you want, Shasta. But yeah, shout out to everybody over there, UW. You know what I'm saying? We was talking about possibly doing something, but the point that I'm trying to make is we fuck with people. You know what I'm saying? You shout out to UW, but they three events in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
RBE is about to put on their second classic in the span of how many months? Not years. Not years. Months. Money.
ARP, but wait a minute.
I mean,
ARP,
we working.
But ARP, are you spoiling us? Can you keep it up is the question.
We could do it. You want to know what's so crazy? That's what they said. That's what they asked on the first card.
Wow.
That's the same question they asked on the first card. They said, but you know what? This was a snow weekend. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Let me explain one thing about us. We don't follow nobody, so we in our own lane. We can always keep this up because we keeping us. We keeping us. This is what we do. We always doing us. We not in no categories with nobody. We in the class by ourselves.
That's how I feel.
We've been rare breed from the time we've been born, 1981. This is inked on us. This is come overnight shit. This is us. This is in our blood. This is our DNA. This is what we made of. This is why we're rare breed. So we're always going to keep this up.
RBE is going to be be around as long as, number one, I feel like putting on and I'm fucking with the fans at that level. Like, you know what? I'm loving this shit. Number two, my partner is loving this shit, and we don't fall out with a disgust for the game. You know what I'm saying? And number three, the fans support us. We fuck with our fans.
Word.
You know what I mean? Like, they hit us up all the time on YouTube comments, on my Twitter, and all that.
Yep.
If they fucking with us, if they supporting us, we're going to keep feeding y'all, man.
That's how I feel about
shit.
That. Niggas out there, too. They fuck with us, man. Caps, me, Timbo, like, yo, we fuck with them, too, and shit. But let me ask y'all a question real quick. ARP, you guys are league owners now. I know you're close to the culture. What's your take on the PGs versus vets? Does this need to happen, my brother? Talk to me.
Number one, I'm going to change it. Every time y'all watch my videos, man, ain't I trying to come up with some new shit? Watch this new movement. I don't call them PGs.
Okay.
I don't call them
PGs. Give me a name. Let's stop doing that then.
Shout out to URL. You can't find me 20 people that have spent more money as an individual URL than I have. Shout out to URL, but I don't call them PGs because that is a URL platform. Reason being, these are just up-and-coming rappers. Some of them come from Trap House. Some of them come from iBattle. Some of them come from Spit That Heat. Some of them are coming from RBE. Some of them are coming from Guerrilla Warfare. Let me tell you something. I don't know too many artists that have stepped on a PG stage, Proving Grounds, URL Proving Grounds, that has never stepped on some type of stage prior to that. You need that type of experience to stand in front of a crowd and get your shit off. I don't call them PGs. If you call them PGs, what you're saying is you're looking for a URL card that does their new talent versus their top-tier talent. And that's cool. Then ask for that. But if you're really asking for a new talent versus the veterans, ask for that. And we actually support that. Want to know why? Because we don't even believe in the tiering structures. When it comes down to making matchups, we do not support the tiers. Why do you think that we supported Adi Boom versus
Avert?
Why do you think that we supported Goods versus Danger Zone? Why do you think that I turned back around again? And y'all are calling Adi Boom still a PG, and I said, yo, we're going to do JC, another top tier, even though he got, like, HA double coming up. I'm not sending shots at that matchup. I'm just trying to tell you I don't care about the tiers. If I believe in a matchup, if my brother Shasta believes in a matchup, we're trying to make it happen. I don't support the tiers in that fashion. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like, I know sometimes people be ducking. They feel like it's not worth it to them, and I respect that if that's your position as an artist. It's your career. Take your stance as a man. It's all good. But on the RBE side, from a league owner's perspective, if it's a good matchup, we're going to do everything in our power to make it happen. I don't care what tier you are. Shout out to everybody out there that wants these battles to happen. Hit us up. We're going to do everything in our power to come through for y'all. Real shit. Hit us up. Get at us.
What is it? Let me ask you a question about Adi Boom. What is it about Adi Boom that out of the PGs he's got a second chance on your card against a big name twice on your card?
Politics on. Let's go. Who is that? Who is that? Three letter or angry? Y'all niggas sound alike.
It's three letter, man.
That was three? That's three letter?
Yeah.
All right. Well, if y'all follow our channel, y'all know that I keep it 100. Not too many people speak on camera the way I do. All
right?
Right.
Yeah.
So
you do.
Let's get political. Let's be honest with that answer because we don't lie. We don't lie to women and children under the right circumstances. Other than that, I get the real from me. You know what I mean? We fuck with Adi Boom because when me and Boom first spoke about doing a battle and then I went and politicked it with my brother, it was real, real early in his career to the point where the masses didn't know about him yet. Yes, he had battles prior, like his battle versus Dose was out already, you know what I mean, or versus Show Off, who was on the car, shout out to Show Off. But nobody really knew him that tough yet. And shout out to URL because they have the biggest platform. So when you battle on URL, you get more known, you get more popular. So shout out to URL for that. But we fucked with Adi Boom so early that we felt that he wasn't necessarily connected to URL in that sense. So we have purposely stayed away from their class this year of PGs, their PG platform. We fuck with Ty Law, but we purposely didn't reach out to him. We fuck with Mr. Wavy. I love Prez Mafia now.
Prez Mafia,
you know what I'm saying? Prez Mafia is crazy right now, you know what I'm saying? But these up-and-coming Proven Ground artists that are on UFF and that are on this new wave from URL, we purposely, out of respect, didn't even contact them. I'm not saying that they would have took an RBE battle. Maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't have. Who knows? But out of respect, we said, you want to know what? URL has this movement where they're mentioning a lot, where they're saying that they are building talent. You know what I'm saying? They're not a league that takes talent from other players. However they're presenting it. And I respect that. That's cool. So we don't want that reputation. There's a lot of talent out there that's not coming through URL. And those people deserve opportunities too.
Let me ask you a question, ARP. When you go to JC and okay, here's a proposal. And, you know, because JC is, let's be real, he's a known battle rapper. In fact, he's probably in Caps Top 5. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the conversation with JC? Like, okay, I'm going to give you Boom. And is it JC was just like, cool, I'm with it? Or was it like you had to pull some strings or you had to, you know?
Nah. See, here's the thing.
Shout out to JC, first of all.
I don't care where you know. I'm going to answer that question directly for Adi Boom and JC. I don't care where you know Adi Boom from. I don't care if you know him from Trap House. I don't care if you know him from PGs. I don't care if you know him from UFF. I don't care if you know him from Quiet Room. I don't care if you know him because he battled Averb on RBE.
Shout out to the
But at the end of the day, if you're an artist and you watch that man put on, you know that he's a talented brother, period. Mm. So when JC gets that call, unless he's playing politics or unless he has some personal reason why he don't want to battle Boom, there's no reason for him not to want to rock with Boom because you could look at Adi Boom and say that he's a talented brother. So honestly, I didn't have a problem making any of these matchups. Whether it's me or my brother coming up with the idea, when we spoke to the artists behind half of these battles, man, no problems, man. No problems because you want to know what? They really creative ideas and matchups. So when we spoke to these people, they saw the vision. You know what I mean? Mm. Like we had a few battles that fell out, and some people we wanted to work with and wanted to bring to this card, and it didn't work out. That happens every time you're creating a card. Shout out to everybody that couldn't make this card. Shout out to everybody we wanted to work with and we couldn't work with, or we couldn't get a particular matchup situated. You know what I mean? Some of the matchups might still happen down the road. We got matchups with Math that we spoke to him about that he's down for, that RBE might put on sooner or later. Might be this year. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? We got a lot going on right now.
Everybody that was on our first card, that's the next thing, too. We're going to love it. Shout out to everybody from our first card. You see, we got three people from our first card. We're going to reach out to y'all because at the end of the day, we fuck with y'all from a talent perspective, but also for taking that chance with us, too. Remember, a lot of people in this battle rap, when they talk about, it's so weird when you hear people talk about leagues and all of this. You know what a league is? The NBA is a league when you get paid when you're not doing shit.
Right.
You only get paid for a battle when you're battling. So this it's crazy when you hear people talk about leagues. So for somebody to say, yo, y'all some upcoming people, we don't really know what y'all are fucking with, but we willing to stand up there on that stage and be filmed and do all this shit and say, all right, we put our name to this shit, give it to y'all.
Real shit. Shout out to all the 14 artists from the first call. Real shit. I mean, because they didn't know that when we was done, the audio and the visuals and the production team and my directing team. And shout out to Cypher Creations and my homie Jay Sy. You know what I'm saying? For directing the whole thing and XL for DJ. And they didn't know all that production and all them efforts and all that hard work was going to go behind the league. Because let's keep it real. There are a lot of leagues and platforms out there. I don't care if they're big, small, well-financed or only got a little bit of money behind their matchups or whatever they're trying to do. But they don't really put the energy and the efforts behind their craft. Their camera work is shitty. You know what I mean? They don't do multiple camera angles. You know what I mean? It's just they don't really take it that serious. You know what I mean? I guess they just tagging along with the culture. You know what I mean? But you could tell even by watching one of our battles the type of work that we put into that shit. And we got a lot of respect and credibility off of dropping the battles from the first card. That's why we dropped all seven battles within the span of like what? Like 35 days or some shit. For the respect and to show people how serious we are. Don't get it twisted. If y'all don't want to come out to this card July 5th, y'all are not getting all eight battles released that fast again. Don't get it twisted, y'all. Don't sit back and say, we going to fall back because RBE, they gonna put them battles out 3-3 in a span of 14 days again. No, we are not. We bust our ass doing that for y'all the first go-around. We did it for the respect. We did it so we could rush out the product and show y'all the quality that we could bring to y'all. You know what I'm saying? That is not going to happen.
Don't think we going to slack. It's still ain't no slacking on this side.
No like, slacking at all, but we not rushing it out this time. So I suggest y'all come out July 5th. To this car.
Exactly.
I suggest y'all grab y'all ticket ASAP and come out to this car and come fuck with Jay Black, Chris Unbiased, Angry Fan, Three Letter Man, and all 16 battlers that I just announced to y'all. Come fuck with your boy ARP, my brother Shotta. There's going to be a lot of VIPs in the building. We hosting it this time. You know what I'm saying? There will be no co-host unless you buy a co-host ticket. All right?
Mm.
We hosting it. We doing everything from in and out. It's going to be a live show, beautiful environment. July 5th, man. Classic night. Real shit. Come on out.
Word, son. Yeah. This is a tough event right here. This one just got better. You know what I'm saying? This is a good.
Yeah.
I like the balance you have with this card. There's a good balance of young
talent
not getting hurt out there. You know what I'm saying?
It's
niggas
names
like,
and shit.
Right.
Yeah, appreciate
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Exactly, cuz. You know
what I'm
saying?
They're all three rounds on
thinking,
top of that.
Who y'all think is going to come away with the surprise battle? A surprise battle of the night?
I think Oops and Mr. Mills.
Oops and Mills could
you know
be a surprise, man. That could be a surprise. Don't sleep on Hazy and Show Off.
Hazy and Show Off. You know what? I think it's a sleeper. The Jay Smooth and Miss Miami. There you go.
Jay Smooth and Miss Miami could go
yo,
tough.
Jay Smooth is nice.
Jay Smooth
and
Miami
could
go tough.
That's what I was waiting to hear somebody say.
But you want to know what? There could be surprise battles for different reasons. Like, for example, Suge and Raw, Shotgun, Suge, Rosenberg, Raw, they can create the most energy in the room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They might create the most energy. Newark might get up on that stage behind Suge. PA might get up on that stage behind Raw. I was down PA yesterday with Rosenberg, Raw, and his project with him and his people. Them some live brothers, my man. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and when they rolled up, last time,
wow,
they rolled up heavy. You know what I mean? They rolled up heavy. You know what I mean? Like, I was down there with them last week. Last night, fuck with them. And trust me, when they come into the building again, July 5th, and then along with Shotgun Suge and his Newark fam, you know what I mean? Like, it's got the energy going to be crazy for that battle. So they can steal the show in terms of energy. You know what I mean?
In terms of just watching showmanship.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I think Big K and Big Cannon, man, that shit got the C-word, or the potential C-word classic, written all over that shit, man. For real,
But you
want to
know what, too? You know, I don't want to sound all cliche because it's the main event and all that, but I'm not trying to say I know something. I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing. I don't got no behind-the-scenes info in this shop, but I don't know if I've been paying attention, but Mathman kind of hitting at the fact that he's going to do something he never did before. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know what that is. Shaka don't know what that is. Nobody at the RBE team knows what that is. But July 5th, come on out and see that live because something that has never been done before might take place in that building that night. Real shit. All in the form of hip-hop, y'all. All in the form of battle rap. Trust me. It's going to be a crazy show, man. So I don't even know what to really expect from Old Red and Matt Fossil. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I think
there's
it's
some shit going on in the
member.
Remember,
this is Matt Stern battle for Fuck Around Red.
He said nothing he did before.
I mean, listen, I didn't say that. I think Math mentioned that in some of his interviews recently. Listen, y'all got to keep y'all ears to the ground, y'all. I pay attention.
You already. We try to keep on the news, man. So hold on.
I pay attention, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think Math said that. Look, that ain't coming from me. I think Math said that himself.
But remember, y'all also remember who Old Red is. Old Red is that quiet, silent assassin. That nigga don't talk too much, but you hear him.
He
don't do all that screaming and hollering and all that shit, so... Old Red could be sitting there like, this is Matt returning. He could be on his Undertaker shit like, word? I'm about to put this nigga back down. You see what I'm saying? Like, y'all know what the I just can't wait to get my popcorn. I'm going to be in the back like I was at the last shit. So don't expect me to do so much talking. I'm going to be back there in my family with my headie watching this shit.
But don't forget, y'all, as every classic goes down during the night, we're going to have a form of a few of your best and your favorite bloggers once again doing live debate. And we're not judging, but like let's say, for example, Adi Boom and JC goes down and then it's done and the crowd is going crazy. We don't know what's going on in there. It's pandemonium. We're going to have Three Letterman and maybe like Jay Black jump up on stage and debate on the microphones back and forth about, you know what I mean, what they just witnessed. You know what I'm saying? We might do some battles where we do the debate before the battle goes down. We may have, you know what I'm saying, Andrew Fan and Chris Unbiased and myself up there and Shotta up there with all with the microphones up there debating for y'all, talking about what's going to happen and take place at Shotgun Shug and Rosenberg Raw Prepare. You know what I'm saying? Live.
I like what you're doing.
Same thing that y'all like with these vlogs, we're doing it live for y'all. We're doing it live.
Word.
Whether it's the pre- or the post-battle debate, we're doing it live for y'all with y'all favorite bloggers, y'all. Real shit.
That's
yo, shout out to Jay Black. Shout out to Chris Unbiased. Shout out, obviously, to Three Letter Man and Angry Fan for that, you know what I'm saying? Because we saw that as an original idea, something fun we could do with the fans. And all those brothers agreed to it, you know what I mean? So salute to y'all for that, man. Salute to y'all because y'all ain't have to do that. Y'all ain't have to do that on this card. But salute to y'all for that, for real. Appreciate y'all.
Right.
Real shit, y'all going down.
Shout out to everybody. Shout out to fucking Debo. Shout out to Kayvon, Queen Slip.
Yeah, Quiet Room.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Special Caliber, Queen of the Ring. Shout out to the leagues, man. Shout out to Trap House. Shout out to URL, King of the Dot. Aspect, what's up? Lush, what's up? Y'all fuck with so many people, man. If y'all don't fuck with us, then hey, it is what it is. But if y'all don't fuck with us, let it be known, please. Please,
hey,
don't do the subliminal shit. Let it be known.
ARP. Let me ask you a question, because we had somebody on this show early this week, a prominent figure in the battle rap culture, or hip-hop period.
Yeah.
He said, and I want to get your honest take on this. He said there was too many leagues, and it's oversaturating battle rap. What's your take on that as a league owner that's coming up trying to make his name and trying to get his shit popping off?
As a league owner, I 100% agree with that statement that he made. It is oversaturated. It is a lot of bullshit and fuck shit, you know what I'm saying, that's going on in battle rap. But whether it's something that you're able to forecast and see early or whether in due time, you see who's really about that shit. You see who's really, pardon me, about the culture. You see who's really doing things for the culture and building the culture. You see on our side, we natural leaders. We have no problem stepping out on camera into the public and saying, listen, we not doing 2-minute rounds. You see us doing shit like saying, yo, listen, we're going to put out a release schedule for y'all. This is what we're doing. Yo, listen, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to change this. We're going to change that. We take positions whether the fans are going to react to us positively or negatively, but we just stand on shit. We're trying to make positive changes for the culture, and we try to put on, you know what I'm saying? So people like RBE, there's not going to be a problem if Real recognize Real of why we are here. But once again, I agree with that statement. And shout out to Chris from the Unbiased group and all that. But go watch his blog about leagues, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to say I agree or disagree with all of his statements and all of his claims, but he goes into a real, real good, you know what I'm saying, analogy and breakdown on some of the leagues that have shown up or popped up, whether it be back in the day or in recent times, and why they're here to either milk the game or to bullshit, or why they're here for the wrong reason. You know what I'm saying? And listen, I didn't pay Chris to not put us in that bucket. You know what I mean? If I remember correctly, Chris shouted out RBE and Guerrilla Warfare and Black Ice and all that because, once again, you could see when certain leagues are here for a good reason and they're putting on. Shout out to Guerrilla Warfare and Black Ice, for example. Now, maybe these are newer leagues that are really putting on.
Because Capsby, he stay bigging up all these leagues. Sun stay bigging up all.
He do.
A lot of niggas on to these leagues, man.
He do. That's one thing I definitely give Caps credit for, son. You definitely shout out all the smaller leagues. And you want to know what? We're going to start changing that pretty soon, too. I mean, especially when it comes to RBE. Yeah. They're not going to be calling us a small league. They're going to be calling us a new league. I'll accept new league. But ain't shit small over here. Like Cam said, man, how come every time you got a lot, they say you got a little? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all going to stop saying that shit, man. Ain't no small league. You know what I'm saying? It don't bother us too much, but I just want y'all to classify us correctly because look at the work we're putting in. We're not putting in small work, so don't call us a small league. Real shit.
That's what it is, I mean, if I'm lying,
I'm flying, man. Lying, I'm flying. July 5th, y'all. Lifthissoul.eventbrite.com. Get it now. Only 300 general admission tickets. We're going to let go. I mean, VIPs is good. The people that have fucked with us and promote with us and all that, y'all are good. Trust me, we're going to hold y'all down. VIP tickets on sale. VIP got the food. The private bartending is up in the VIP for y'all, serving y'all. I mean, it's a nice environment. If you've been to club drama before, nice ambiance in there, six-stage setup, good sound system. We're not doing the mics, though. It's a nice closed-off kind of controlled room where I don't need to use the mics, so y'all don't got to worry about the feedback and the mic problems all night.
This event right here is for the real
hip-hop
people who understand. It's like a boutique type of shit. Like, you know, we ain't going to have 10 of everything. We're going to have 3 of these, 2 of those. If you know about us, you know about us. Like, this ain't for no cheap nigga. This ain't boutique shit. Like, we ain't going to have multiple product and shit. Like, nigga, we got the best of the best.
We're not going to water ourselves down, man. Listen, I could go get a big venue for this car. You don't think that this car could fit in a big venue? There's a reason why we in drama. We want our audio good. We want our crowd that shows up and comes and supports the live event and cops that ticket to not have mic issues. I'm not throwing no shots. I'm just trying to say that I'm watching things that happen in the game, and I'm trying not to repeat those mistakes. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. You're supposed to watch people make mistakes and learn from this shit.
Exactly.
Why the fuck I'm going to step on the same stone that the next man did?
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. Yep. That's why we back in club drama again, and that's why it's a limited ticket sale. You can see I could take this card almost anywhere. You know what I'm saying? And by right now, if they'd be stupid to say that, they couldn't get a bigger venue. I don't think that they believe that anymore. You know what I'm saying? We in club drama again, only 300 general admission tickets on sale for a reason, because we want to produce the quality, whether it's the before or after. I don't want no audio issues. I don't want no mic issues. We want to make sure that this classic car gets put on the right way. Trust me.
And everybody who comes fuck with this event get their money worth and then
some. Exactly. Ain't going to be all buried in the back or none of that. Nah, you spend your money, I'm going to take. I don't care if I don't know you. You tap my shoulder or send me a tweet live in a building and say, I got a stage pass. I can't see, my nigga. I got you. That's the way RBE moves. That's the way I move. You know what I mean? I stopped the whole shit in between rounds. Send me a tweet and say, I got a stage pass. I got my ticket on me, man. I can't see, my man. ARP, yo, look out. I can't even see the show right now. I got you. You got my spot. We put on like that. We fans first, because I go to all these events and I see the issues where I can't enjoy shit. I don't want our fans to go through the same shit. We putting on. Yeah. If we ain't, then, hey, it is what it is.
You take feedback, too. You take all that criticism. You can reach us. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing is, we're not in no bubble. You can reach us. You can voice your complaints. You can say, yo. It's funny because me and this nigga be watching the YouTube comments, and we look for the negative shit. And we sit there laugh, and it's like, damn. And then when we do, it ain't no real negative shit. It's just natural hate. So we have to laugh at that. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas will say some You know what I'm saying? Like, why this nigga always got enough money to see his shirt on? Why does he keep looking at his phone?
Yeah,
it's funny.
Nah, we get a lot of positive. We get a lot. Yo, shout out to everybody that shows us love. Hits us up on a Twitter. Yo, at Shots1981, even though he mainly fuck with the gram. I'm on Twitter at It's ARP. Hit me up with your feedback for the cards. Follow us. Yo, subscribe to the channel because the trailers that we are dropping are going to be crazy. We dropping a main trailer. I'm dropping trailers per battle. I'm dropping a pre-card trailer. Yo, the footage that we did yesterday alone, I got all types of exclusives coming for y'all. I got exclusive sites coming for y'all. We still going to be putting on with the blogs. What league owner is blogging for y'all, man? Come on, we putting on. We reachable. We reachable. You holler at us, we holler right back. You know what I mean? We put on for this shit for real, y'all. Come on. Because it's going down.
What makes the best shit? Communication. So if you can't listen to the people who supporting you, they ain't going to fucking support you. And that happens a lot of times. Sometimes people, they climb. But the thing is, people got to understand there's a balance with everything. You build people up and then you break them down. You sit there and say, yeah, because in a minute, they're going to hate RBE. In a minute, it's going to be, fuck RBE. Somebody new is going to come in, and they're going to say, well, why RBE don't do this? Why RBE don't do that? And
that's how
I feel
up here.
Like,
that's how we feel up here in the radio station. We feel like niggas will say, yo, shout out Angry Fan Radio, but then it'll be that fuck Angry Fan Radio. So I take the good with the bad.
Are you going to stop doing Angry Fan?
Nah.
I want to tell you niggas how real it is. I dead ass seriously have gotten a call, right? Like, from three different numbers this whole entire show, my niggas. I'm serious, I didn't show you niggas. I've been pressing cancel on the same three numbers for this entire show.
Niggas are bored, man.
Niggas
are bored, man.
These niggas ain't called me over like 300 times. They trying to sabotage the show, and that shit is sad, son.
Damn.
That shit is
crazy. Listen, July 5th, I done heard a lot of slimy shit already, even behind some of the shit that RVE is doing, man. Listen, we're going to address it when the time comes, right? I don't feel no big problems. It is what it is. I understand how it is.
And nobody said our name.
That don't really happen for some reason. I mean, like, we real authentic
people
in the mix.
Everybody can have their own opinion. Everybody can have their own opinion. As long as you can't say nothing that we can't defend, you can always have your opinion.
Yeah. It's very hard to speak on real niggas. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, July 5th. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Yo,
July
man.
5th.
Yo, we fuck with y'all niggas heavy, man. We appreciate y'all niggas come on the show,
breaking
out y'all car to us and shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Wanted to give y'all that exclusive. We didn't leak it to the public or nothing. Like I said, you go up to the Eventbrite, the car ain't even up there, so we could give Angry Fan Radio the exclusive.
Right.
You know what I mean? So whatever it is, July 5th, going down.
Y'all subscribe to the Angry Fan Movement, that three-letter man movement, that RBE movement.
Oh,
you know what I'm
saying?
That's what it is. Going down, y'all. It's going down. Yo, good looking, y'all. Appreciate y'all having us. Yo, go get them tickets right now. LiftHisSoul.eventbrite.com. We only selling 300 general admission tickets. July 5th is going down. It's your boy ARP. Follow me. My brother Shotta, RBE, we in here right now. Appreciate y'all support, y'all for real. Yo, fuck with us. We out of here, y'all.
You.
Early.
Yeah.
Peace, my brother. Yeah, it's good, man.
Yo, can you hear me?
Nah, God, what's good?
Yeah, it's an Abby King, man. You already know what it is. My bad for being late, fellas.
You ain't out the party, though.
Yo, I want to let everybody know out there, Sir Captain Post, we got Vado coming up. He's at Hot 97 right now talking to Angie Martinez. He's coming up. Trust me. Everybody just stay on the line, man.
Mm.
Oh, that's what's up right there.
That's what's up.
That card is crazy right there, B.
Yeah, son. That card is crazy.
Shotgun Shook versus Rosenberg Raw. Come on. Come on, man.
Yo, son, I don't know who's going to win that battle. I can't even call it yet on some real shit.
You know what? I want to say it could be debatable. I just see Shug. I see Shug getting it, to be real true. And I fuck with Rosenberg.
Shug better not choke.
They both got that bully talk, but it's like, it seems to me like Shug goes that next level when it comes to it.
Yeah, but I don't want Shug choking, though.
Got that
it's
too.
True. You can't choke.
You know what I'm saying? And I think Raw is going to go into the battle confident because he battled. I'm not saying Swave's a big bully, but he is classified as a bully rapper. So
Swave is a yeah.
And yeah, so that confidence, Raw going to have that confidence going into the battle.
And if you think Raw now know how to deal with a bully rapper, though? He knows how to kind of play around it?
I think so.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I
really
can see Suge winning the battle, though.
Yeah, man. I think I mean, if I have to pick a winner, I'm edging Suge on this one.
I'm going.
Then you got Big K and Big Cannon. Wow.
Man, I can't call that either.
Salute ARP. Salute
ARP. Damn. Yo, Big K and Big Cannon, I don't know where I want to go with it. And I fuck with Big K hard body and Big Cannon. But, yo, you got to understand, when you got somebody who can rebuttal and freestyle the way Big Cannon can,
right?
That changes the entire battle, B.
Yeah. That's why my lead to Cannon 2-1. And I hope, and I fucks with Big K, man. I ain't gonna front. If Big K, I know he, you know, I ain't gonna kill him when he's choking and shit. I don't think he's gonna choke. I hope he doesn't. You know what I'm saying? I hope he doesn't.
I got Big K.
You got Big K?
You know why I got Big K? He just gave me a classic battle, man. I got Big K.
I'm gonna go Cannon. Who you got, Timbo?
You know what, three? I'm thinking.
Cannon. I got Cannon. Who you got, Timbo? Who you got?
I got Cannon
2-1.
Cannon,
yeah, I got 2-1.
Cannon
2-1. I do, B. Cannon 2-1. I got Big K.
You got Big K?
I'll be the odd boy. Yo, Big K is not going to play around right now. Big K ain't going to play Cannon, B.
Don't kill me if I switch my shit before the card, though.
Damn, nah, man. You good? Because I'll tell you, a lot of shit can happen.
Yeah.
Yo, but see, let me ask y'all a question, B. Adi Boom gets another second match with a big name out of the PG niggas. Boom, what is Boom doing to get these kind of matches and shit? When niggas
nah,
but like,
you gotta understand. Hold up, you gotta understand. Like Adi Boom,
that's no shade.
Was definitely but he was definitely like I said at one point before Danny Meyer started getting crazy. I clearly
right.
had Adi Boom leading the PG. Clearly,
it's true. Yep. Yeah.
Mm.
Adi Boom, and if you look at it, Adi Boom has a lot of battles, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And then it's just like, I don't even have a problem with Adi Boom. I just don't like the reaching sometimes. A lot of Zay does it also sometimes.
Mm.
And it's just like, he doesn't get crazy with it. He does like maybe one or two bars, but it'll be like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? That's my only problem with it. Besides that, he's good money.
Do you think the thing is with Boom that he has a marketability factor over these other PGs?
Yeah, because he's funny. He's a funny dude. He don't take himself serious.
If you want to keep it totally 100, let's keep it real. He grinds more than pretty much everybody else also.
Yeah,
he does.
Battling.
Yeah.
He was dropping so many blogs, it was to the point that people started complaining about how many blogs he was making.
But then you got some, but see, here's the thing. You got some people saying he lost to Verb. You got some people saying he lost to Myers. And if we're talking wins, losses, I mean,
Let's keep it real. It's not like, even if you have Verb winner, I have Verb edging it. It was a one runner. I have Verb edging it, but, I mean, you act like it was not no landslide out like that. It was
Hell no. Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Totally
agree. For what it was worth, so I think for what it was worth right there, that was a good move right there. I don't look at that as like, oh, you lost the battle right there. I really don't. You really showed up against one of the top dudes.
So if Verb had washed Boom, does he still get JC?
And Verb had Wash Boom, but he still gets.
You know what I'm saying? What do y'all think?
Nah, I don't think. Hold up. See, the whole thing about it though is that Verb is better than JC. Anyway, now the question should be: if Boom had Wash Verb, would he get JC? You feel me?
I think so.
You think? Yo, Adi Boom beat A-Verb, like, he needs another name and say like that.
I think it's going to be a debatable battle between Boom and J.C. Watt.
It was a one-rounder, though, my nigga. It was only a one-rounder, though. It was short, kind of. no shade, but it really was. That's what I'm saying. I can't look at it like it's a regular, you know what I'm saying, like a regular battle, my G. I just can't. I won't even do it like that. I think Ali Boom did a real good job. He showed he can still perform and entertain in front of the crowd. I personally know I have a
Yo, who you got, Ali Boom or JC?
I got JC 2-1.
Who you got, Caps?
JC versus Ali Boom?
Yeah. Yo, you never know what JC gonna get to sometimes too, B. I'm gonna be real.
I got
man.
Ali Boom 2-1. I got Ali Boom 2-1. I'm gonna tell you why. You know what I'm saying? Ali Boom has been taking a lot of slack recently and shit. He really has. Like, I've been noticing that. A lot of people think he's trash. Like, I've never, like, me personally, I don't think he's trash at all. Just because someone reaches once or twice definitely doesn't mean they're trash. He's putting that work in. If you think about it, he's pretty much doing what JC is doing. Because Ali Boom has a lot of battles, my dude. But
I'm going JC 2-1.
Like, I don't know what JC I'm gonna get. And right now I know that Ali.
Hold on, you gonna go against your boy who's in your top five? I'm just peeping at. Wow.
Yeah.
JC.
Oh, hold up, bro. I'm gonna listen. Just because you're in my top five doesn't mean I'm gonna pick you every single battle. I mean, I'm going by what I'm actually thinking is gonna go on. Real shit. Like, I think Ali Boom is gonna 2-1 JC. I do.
I got JC 2-1.
You know why Ali Boom wants this battle? I already know he does. I know he does it, but he wants this battle bad. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't know. You know what I mean? I hope JC still hungry. I'm not gonna say he's not. He's still hungry. We just gotta see how it is. But I really think that with the whole performance and everything, I think Ali Boom's gonna act the fool.
Right. Yo, and I'm calling right now, fellas. I got Math High for B on Red.
Man, now that one right there, I got to agree with you. I got to agree with you.
Yeah.
I got Mad Papa being over it. Is it going to be a body bag?
Nah.
Nah.
Who you got, Timbo?
Over at 2-1. Over at
2-1.
Y'all
at 2-1?
Yeah.
I got Mad, bro. I got, I might have.
I got Hoppa, man.
I might have Mad. Edging all three.
Wow.
Yeah, I know I'm jumping out there. I might have Math edging all three, dude. But see, you know what? Wait a minute. This is the thing that I don't understand. Is that what's this about doing something never done before and battling the fans? You know what? I'm going to have to take that back because I don't know what the hell he's going to do up there. He said he's going to be talking to the fans. And it's obviously.
Yeah, he can't do that, though. He can't do that too long.
Yeah, so it's kind of exactly.
O-Red needs this win.
I agree. I think Hoffa needs it too, though.
You know what? I'm going to take that back. I don't got Math 3 on O-Red. It's going to be 2-1 either way. Because I don't know what Math is going to do. And
yeah.
Now I know he's going to do something. You know what I'm saying? So if it's something that's not really cool, then obviously he's going to move that round, in my opinion.
But does O-Red got bars like that?
Like
man said, you don't got bars like that. O-Red got bars like
but
that.
But you know, O-Red know people been talking about him too now.
I have, yeah.
Like you said, O-Red kind of needs this win.
I raise my hand, that's me. I'm not an O-Red, you know.
No, O-Red used to be starving back in the day, bro. He ain't starving no more.
But some niggas got O-Red in their top three.
I had him there.
Some niggas still O-Red is going to wash him, man.
He was in my top three at one point. I won't even front.
Who, O-Red? Really?
Yeah. Back when he was bad. I'm talking about back when he was, like, balanced.
Black City?
I was more of him, like.
Yeah, wait, he was in top three back then?
Yeah, I was going hard with O-Red back then. Poor.
Damn.
Yeah. I was
dropping
O-Red,
man.
Yo, the Transformers, yo, he was killing people, man. He was, like, literally, and you got to understand, you know how all the Jersey dudes got the sports schemes and references. And
yeah,
like,
it's annoying.
Yeah,
man.
Like, the beginning, but listen, this nigga's stupid. But listen, what I'm saying is, this is the beginning from O-Red. This is when he first started doing it, you feel me? So, naturally, I'm like, oh, that's dope. Now, it started dragging on. Now, it's like, all right. You know what I'm saying? This dude watched sports the other day. Okay, cool.
All day, my nigga. Like, he's worse than me. You know.
Yeah, they be nice with it. But you know what it is about the sports references? If people are not watching that sport or not really following it, it is not going to hit them.
Exactly. I always say that.
I don't think y'all understand it. Just because you guys are football fans does not mean that
right.
I'm a football fan. I'm out of the NBA.
That's true.
So it's not going to hit
real,
me
though.
At all as far as you think it
that's
is.
Real. That's real.
A lot of
people
don't understand it, though.
Was his best battle against Big Cannon? Because I actually like that battle from O-Red. I actually like that battle a lot. I think that's what a very slept-on battle, O-Red against Big Cannon. I know the audio issues, whatever, but, you know, smacking him had that shit in the vault for a hot minute, too.
I wasn't mad at that battle.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at it either, Timbo. I really wasn't. No.
Yo, I really, it was over that best battle. For me, might have been, I don't want to say
so. Raw? I know he beat up Raw, though.
He was going kind of hard with the pitchers.
Yeah, he kind of OD'd with the fucking...
Yeah, he kind of OD with the pick of my team because they was going back and forth, so I really wanted it to... Yo, you know what? Now that we talk about it, I am so mad I have yet to see round 3 of O-Red versus T-Moneybags. Whatever happened to that third round? They only got 2 rounds of Block City.
I think it was...
I think then O-Red... I think he might have got round 1. But
I think I gave...
I'm trying to think. I got to go back and watch. I think I had Red won Moneybags 2 or something like that. I think that shit in a little minute, man. I know we ain't seen that last round.
I don't know if you peeped this today, Caps. We had some supporters who fuck with the show come at us and saying that we need to get off Sue Surf's back. We'll be getting on him too much. And then I tweeted the brother back and say, well, damn, I think Caps is just trying to say that, yo, the nigga has mad debatables. Like, even though you might feel he beat Hollow, there's people that felt Hollow beat Surf. You may feel Surf beat Khan, but there's people that feel that Khan beat Surf. So, I mean, that's why, to me, he's very Mr. Debatable. That's his nickname for me.
They're saying that what? Are we getting on Surf too much, you think?
Yeah.
That's not true because if people didn't care about Surf, we wouldn't even talk about him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think Surf is good. I just want one or two clear ones. But you know what, though? Someone hit me on Twitter. I forgot who it was. It was a week ago, something like that. They was like, it's not how many wins you got. It's who you battle. And check this out. I totally agree with that. You know what I'm saying?
Extent.
I do. I got
to
be honest with you, son. You have to give me. He has 2 clear ones. All right, 3 if you say Brick. Besides K-Shine. You know what I'm saying?
That's 3.
Never
you got to get more for that.
Yeah, so that's 3 right there. So it's like, but how many battles have you had? I mean, he has some, you know what, whatever, man. He's Mr. Debatable, cool. I don't know, man. I guess you can't be number 1 as Mr. Debatable in my eyes. Like, how?
That's what I'm saying. You can't be, you know,
let me ask you a question, 3. Is this a sports still? I mean, what is going on?
It's a sports field.
Opinion. It's all about opinion, yes.
It's about opinion because, like I said, even though there's some people that feel he might have beat Hollow, there's a lot of people that felt Hollow beat him, and it's like, you're battling. I got to pick a winner. You know what I'm saying? I like to think of myself as a judge at the crib, so I'm judging the battle when I'm watching it. You know what I'm saying? And when I'm judging it, it's like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't have no bodies, if you want to call Bricks, whatever, but no, or everybody say he battles killers, but he's never bodied none of these killers. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's 2-1 if he's winning the battle. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have no clear body bag. Zip him up, get him the fuck up out of here. DNA voice, you know what I'm saying? What you think, Timbo?
I agree with you. I completely agree. What you guys think his closest was, like, big name win? You could name, you know, the one battle that Surf was closest to be coming out of that. Would it be someone like X? Do you guys have X beating him?
Yeah, he'd be X Factor 2-1. I got that.
Okay.
I think that's his clear. That's his last clear win. That everybody says...
Away.
Huh?
Where you guys are right in the fact he doesn't have clear wins. Like, you don't go and see 95% of people saying he won a certain battle.
Right.
That's not the case with Surf. Not the case. So I would have to agree. He's not in my top either.
Hey, yo, I'm going to take a caller real quick, yo.
Let's go. Let's go, Cap. Right. Talk to the
Yo, 313-854, holla at me, man.
Detroit.
Yo. Hello.
Peace.
What's good? Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm about to talk my shit.
Yo,
check this shit out, B. I'm so sick of y'all niggas. I'm so sick of y'all niggas. This
Elijah,
niggas by
the wrong way.
Bro.
That's what we do. Guys.
This Elijah, bro.
What's good, B?
Yo, listen. These top tiers versus top tiers versus PGs, that shit don't need to happen, bro. Don't need to happen.
Think so?
No, bro.
Why?
Listen, these niggas got to put in work. You can't just come in.
Nah. Because I see what you're saying. That's true. I hear what you're saying. I'm talking about for competition. It's not about putting in work. Look at it like this.
Okay, let's say that Smack want to have a top tier versus PG, right?
Yeah.
He can easily get five killers at the top. Name five PGs that deserve it.
I could.
Name five PGs.
Name five people that
you
think
that's
PG. Hold on. Let's name five PGs that has more than two battles on cam that we all seen.
You mean him?
Yeah, name them.
That would get him competition. I'm going.
Besides Danny Myers.
He can't be besides Danny Myers. He's one of the top dogs.
You want to know what separates the QPs? QP was a clean paper. He was a PG nigga. We had John the Don. We had JC. What separated them was they didn't consider themselves PGs. They went out there, they did work. Ill Will, he did work. And that was that. They put in the grind and they got up real quick. You got these PGs that saying, oh, we want top tiers. What are they doing to really say they deserve it?
Can I ask you a question, though? Can I ask you a question, Carla?
Yeah.
How long is it? Next month? Is it a year from now? When do they deserve a chance? How many more battles do niggas have to have? Is there a number on
it?
Look
at it like this. Snow 1 PG, Snow 1 BET, right?
Right.
Okay, so the reason we all know, I'm from Detroit. I know Snow ain't the best nigga that was in the USF shit. We all know that. But you want to know why he won? What I'm hearing is almost everybody choked. So if you choking on BET, that's your biggest exposure. What you think they going to do in front of New York City, the worst crowd? They going to be booing the fuck out these niggas.
Well, how do you know that, though?
You say what?
We don't know that, though. We don't know if you're up on stage and you spinning some shit.
I seen Hill Will right before Christmas. I was like, bro, what happened? How you fuck up? He was like, man, I never been in shit like that. That's a new feel. Like, come on, you think Ty Law can really beat Summer Madness? You think he's going to fuck with that?
I'm not talking about you. I want to see vets against.
I just think they need to put in a little more work before.
How much more little work though? How much more time?
I mean, we only seen a few battles from these niggas.
Y'all gonna say that after every battle though, homie.
You can really say 5 to 7 PGs.
Adi Boom is battling JC.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. But, like, come on, 5 to 7 PGs, that's going to be the card. It's going to be 5 to 7 battles.
Danger Zone is battle good.
Danger Zone, I don't consider him a PG.
A-Verb, and you know what? All y'all talk about Danny Myers. A-Verb and Danny Myers popped off on this show. And now they talking about having a possible battle, my brother.
Danny Myers is fucking his career up. He don't need to be considering himself a PG. He don't need to be considering himself a PG. He need to do what Ill Will did.
Ill Will
wasn't making blogs saying, oh, I'm a PG, I just want to talk. No, he went out there, he proved that he was good enough.
But there's fans out there that call Danny Myers a PG, though.
But Danny Myers don't need to be considering himself that. He already getting some good-ass battles that's about to drop. Like, he don't need to be considering himself a PG. I don't think no nigga need to be saying I'm a PG, really.
I agree with that.
They need to grind.
Hey, yo, call him out. Yo, I'm going to let you go real quick, you heard?
Yep. Salute.
Yo, talk to him. Shout out, my nigga.
Yep.
So, man.
I just want to know how much longer they got to wait.
Hey, yo, 4-9-8-2-8. What's good, yo?
What it do, man? It's Herb. Hey,
okay, what's good?
ain't shit, man. Y'all, how y'all boys doing tonight, man? Great show, too, man.
Yes, sir.
I like the RP card, too, but I got to disagree with the last call. He ain't made too much sense. He said, He said, that Ill Will and them grinded. What you think they doing? Like,
exactly.
These now got way more battles than Ill Will and them had.
Yep.
Choking on camera on BT. They was choking last year because the niggas, they ain't had that much time to prepare. That's just going to happen. You got to battle two people you don't know if you win the first battle. So you really don't know, you know what I'm saying? That's on BT. That's not really on them. Ill Will lost a lot of Zay in that semifinal, and they just gave it to him.
Yeah. That is true, too. I'm not going to fight.
Yeah, I had a lot of Zay winning that. I had a lot of Zay.
A lot of people did.
Yeah, but, hey, I want to get y'all predictions for that Queen of the Ring card, though. That shit is fire.
Yeah, we spoke about that the other day, man. We locked and loaded for that card. That card is, you know. Who you
hell
got?
Yeah.
Tell us who you got, and then we kind of put it out there last week on Friday when we was on.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to call up right now. He's trying to call up, I think. But go ahead, do your thing so he calls in.
Yeah. All right, the bottom we got Gaddis and E-Hart. I'm going to go Gaddis 2-1.
Word.
Couture and Official. You know I ain't going against Official. I got her 2-1. Who else on the lower card? I'm going to just do the ones I know real quick.
Torito C3.
Yeah, I got 2-3, 2-1, or 3-0. And Jazz and 40, the one we all been waiting on. Jazz overrated. I don't really like that much.
She dragged
to me, man. They unbiased them hung up on me last night on their show when I was talking to Jazz. I said this shit, but it's all good. But I got 42-1, though. And Misfit and who Misfit battled?
Bonnie Godiva. Bonnie.
Misfit 3-0. She just gonna outperform her. I'm kind of hard on Bonnie, but nah.
Me too.
At least 2-1.
Niggas be saying I be hard on Bonnie too, but it's just like, I don't know. I'm really caught up on winning and losing. I don't know. Maybe it is what it is. You know what? Maybe if I had just started watching Battle Rap a year and a half ago, I would look at it as just entertainment. You feel me? But I really don't.
Bonnie,
like, I look at it as like it's a sport, my nigga.
Out of Bonnie's last 7 battles, 5 of them hoes lost. That's all I'm saying. Are debatable. But the main event, which I don't like at all. I don't even see how Farrah got QB because all she do is she'll never take it serious. She be bullshitting all the time. I got, that's the only bag I see on the card, 3-0 QB, man.
I can see that.
But you know what, let me ask you a question. Hold up now. Because when y'all say...
What's up?
Self is Mr. Debatable. Let me ask you a question. What about Farrah? Because she battles top names also.
But she be losing them, though.
And lose, bad.
And lose, yeah, she lose. Miss Merck.
I mean, who did she lose bad to? I mean, she had a Debatable with C.I.
40. 40.
That's one person.
40.
I thought Miss Merck beat her clearly too.
Yep.
Like clearly, guys. And Shuni beat her too. Clearly,
and that's
three
people.
That wasn't that. Was that? Was that a body? Or you think that was a clear one?
That was a clear 3-0.
Clear
Shuni the rapper.
Man. Okay.
Farrah be losing. She don't be beating these girls, man, like that, man.
Like, what did she do, though, to get there?
Exactly.
I mean,
I don't be
they
knowing.
Say she... Nah, I ain't even gonna go there.
Go there. What you gonna say, man?
But the whole thing about it, though, I think it's a good matchup, though. They both aggressive. Like, you gotta see, she do got some balls and shit. She got balls. She's battling top females.
Farrah's best battle was Hitman Holler. That was the best I saw.
Man.
Real song. She was going off on Hitman.
I actually wish she didn't get involved with it.
She was light. Farrah carried that battle. She carried that battle.
I think Shuni messed the battle up. It should have been a one-on-one for all that.
Are we really calling that battle, fellas?
Nah, but you win that
show. Of course
not.
I mean, I wasn't, but I'll speak on it because it did happen.
I feel you, man.
Yeah, it really don't count.
That was a joke.
That was the best. I liked it.
I've never gotten to Farrah's funeral. Her bars, she don't be moving me. Her rhymes don't be like,
I don't know, man. It's spots. You know what I'm saying? It's like spots, okay? Like, oh, shit. Then it's like a dry spell.
Like she,
oh,
she
shit.
Couldn't even,
dry spell.
She couldn't even put her damn shoe on against 40.
She had a problem coming out of 10.
Yeah, but you tell me. But yo, call her. Yo, I'm going to you back, man.
All right, salute, man.
Salute, homie. You already know.
That's how I feel.
I'm trying to see what the problem is, bro. Hey, yo, 925-437, what up?
Oh, shit. I'm just listening, yeah, man. Y'all niggas can switch over.
What happened?
I said, y'all niggas can switch over. I'm just listening, man.
Oh, okay, that's what it is.
Right on.
Hold on. Hey, yo, 347-616.
Yo.
Nah, I don't have nobody. Hold on. I'm trying to get some of these people. Man, niggas been holding for like an hour and shit, like, before you call in. Hey, yo, 978-944.
Hey, what's up, man? Just listening. Thanks for clicking in, though.
Yo, let me know what's good with you, man.
Yeah, what's up, Ken?
Chilling, B.
What's up, man?
Hey, yo, who you got? Rosenberg, Roy, Shaggy, Shug.
Hell yeah.
Huh?
With ease. And forget about it as soon as we pass the check.
Fabulous?
Soon as you know.
Nah, hold up. Yeah, that. Hey, yo, Cola, what you got? What's the boy going to shotgun shirt?
Ain't nobody saying nothing, son.
I'm going to get my nigga.
Battle's been a mother nigga.
Hey, yo, Tim, what's going on with you, huh?
Yo, I'm just waiting for the text back, man. I'm
asking
for the waiting.
Huh?
You still waiting
for the text back?
Yeah, I'm waiting for the text back
from
the manager, man. I apologize to everybody out there waiting, man.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'll just go back to the battle talk. I really don't have – I can't see Farrah Funeral beating QB, man. I just can't see that happening. I just
– Nah, I can't – Nah, I'm saying, but my nigga, like –
I'm just keeping it funky, man. I think QB gonna snap.
I'm thinking
on
that, I'm thinking because Star last battle was. I'm trying to compare last battle to Star Girl of the Red versus QB, but that, everybody said that wasn't her top performance anyway.
Yeah, she didn't even try, but she won still. Without even trying, she did some Charlie Clip shit, which was at 60% and still won.
Yeah, we better ask this caller right here. Hey yo, 901-208. He probably listening. Let's see who else. Niggas been on hold for mad long, son. Hold on. Damn, that shit is crazy right there. This nigga right here. Hey, yo, 919-273. Yo, 919-273.
I don't think he's hearing nothing. He got mad kids in the background.
Wow, I'm on this. Oh, I got one right here. Hey, yo, 206-434. Yeah, you know what's
going on. What about homegirl, 630?
Yo,
I got a quick question.
What up?
Hold on. What do you guys think about Syndicate Cartel taking off the Charlie Clips and Hitman battle?
They have to, son.
You mean? No, you mean guerrilla warfare. Hold on. You mean guerrilla warfare?
Guerrilla warfare. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Guerrilla warfare took it off of YouTube.
Yeah.
They have to.
It was terrible, huh?
Yeah, terrible audio. The background looked bad. It was just bad. They took it down. You had to, you know.
That's what
I just noticed. So anytime a battle doesn't drop, these battle rappers be going on a conniption fit, boy. I mean, they like got a conniption because his battle took a long time. Hitman Holler is saying, "Why me again?" Like, all right, my nigga, we get it. It's not. I mean, I'm pretty sure that it's not done on purpose, my nigga. You know.
Are you 6302? 6302? You want?
Hey, y'all.
Peace.
What's good?
Hey, I just wanted to comment. Well, I got a few things to comment on. One is, like, I mess with the PGs, right? Some of them, not all of them. I mess with them, but if you think about it, they going on and on about not getting that big name. But when Verb and them came out, they was battling each other, too. They weren't battling, like, Verb, I mean, Big T and Hitman and Holler, all of them was battling each other. Calico, all of them. So I see where they're coming from because, you know, A Verb now and Big T now, they still in the game, so of course they want their big name. But they was doing the same thing. Verb now was doing the same thing. The difference is because all of them was different. You know what I mean? All of them, like the PG, a lot of them sound the same. A lot of them do. So I just kind of, I see it both ways. Like, I just think
for let me ask you a question. Is it sound the same or is it the subject matter? I think it's more subject matter than sound the same.
Nah, I think they sound the same, yo. Like, I
don't
think,
buy that. I just think it's the subject matter about the guns and how they going to take their gun and
well,
flip it.
Well, that's the case. Everybody's like that. Everybody's
that's what I'm saying.
Guns and shit like that. I think
it's
like,
more subject matter than actually sounding like okay, this person sound like goods. This person sound like Averb because no one, people say that, but I'm like, okay, who do they sound like? Who you got to give me an example? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's
the easy thing to say. I don't know.
I think Anubis. Okay, I think Anubis sounds like JC. I think, you know, Ty Law. He punches. He does punch. Like, okay, say what's his name? Kind of like J-Rail and Ty Law. I'm like, they kind of, some of them are boring, too. Like, I think Ty Law is boring. I think he's boring. I think Prez Mafia, the best battle Prez Mafia just put out was that on BET. I went back and looked at some of Prez Mafia's battles, and they was garbage. Like, the one where Hollow was hosting, it was garbage. So maybe he came with his best for BET, I don't know, but like I only fuck with a few of them. So on that and I wanted to speak on what y'all was talking about. Debo asked y'all what impact did Hollow and Lust make. Did it make the impact that it should have made? Now, do y'all think that y'all said no. Now, do y'all think that's Hollow and Lust's fault? That's not how long that's fall. Like, you thought you didn't even drop the battle. Like, fucking, people dropping the battle who ain't, like, they getting all these views, but it ain't UW doing it. And then also you got to think, like, Lux made that impact with Calico because he just beat Calico up that third round. He wasn't beating up nobody this time.
I think it's Lux, and I put it on Lux and Hollow.
I don't.
Because of the bars,
like that
and
promo was good, the battle was good. But see, that's the same thing. Like Three Letter Man, you made a comment like, "Oh, is Rick Ross album good or Rick Ross and Jay-Z? Is this song good or we just go, you know, hype it up for a week and then move past it?" I think motherfuckers' attention span is bogus. Like, look at like that battle leading up to that battle when that. It's all we could talk about. But now, like, oh, it's over with. Let's move on to the next battle. That's not good. Like, that battle did make an impact. It showed us different angles of Lux. You know what I'm saying? It showed us, like, okay, Lux can battle for two rounds without being so, you know, what do you call, political, if you want to say.
Well, let me ask you a question, though. You said Lux and Hollow was good. They shouldn't be a good. That shouldn't be good.
No,
that shouldn't be
great.
No, it
was a classic. I still watch that shit today. Like, I still watch that battle. I
can't get really crazy into that battle. I won't even lie. It's cool.
And why does it have over 500 views? Why does it have over 500,000 views yet?
Because they didn't even drop it. You probably didn't drop it.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's what she's saying because the subscribers ain't there.
You know what I'm saying? Like, say when, like, Debo just put out that battle, right? Motherfuckers want in on Debo because Debo, like, oh, it's taking too long. Like, we need to get hype. Like, we need to promo for the battle to drop. Look at what Guerrilla Warfare did. Like, they said, you know what I'm saying?
No,
like, she just dropped it like it was
you know, just a, not the regular battle. Or like a, like, you know, some hometown shit. That's not what you're supposed to be doing. And then also I didn't get into it with her, but I did speak on her because I did pay for that battle, and she had made a comment like, what am I supposed to show the people that paid for the battle?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Am I supposed to show the best quality? Like, dude, I paid for that shit, though. I didn't do it the wrong way. I tried to support because I wanted to see it. So I'm going to get some bogus-ass footage because, you know, I only paid $30 for the battle versus being there. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, that ain't what you're supposed to do. I understand it's bootleggers. You don't want to put the best quality out there. But don't act like I'm shit because I didn't go to the freaking event. You know what I mean? That was my whole point on that whole argument with her, but, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, but I just wanted to comment on that. Like, I just see, I do think that, like, Danny Myers is in my top five. Like, he's in my top five. I just think a lot of them, you know, a lot of them sound alike. I think Verb and them did the same thing that they doing right now. They all battling.
Yeah, but you know what, though? When Verb and them was battling, though, there was no PGs. They had no stigma. They was not cliched or PG. It was a small crop of niggas.
Okay, so that's Magnum fault then. That's
not. No, no, let me show you what. No, I didn't say it's Verbenum's fault. What I'm saying is you have a small crop of niggas. Like you said, they had no choice but to battle each other. But if you remember, it's a trickle-down effect. Let me show you what happened.
Okay.
When Cassidy wanted to battle, when Mook wanted to battle Cassidy, right, what did Cassidy do? Cassidy gave him a shade. Like, nah, nigga, I'm not battling you. And Mook has done the same thing what Cassidy did. So they learn from each other. You know what I'm saying? It's a trickle-down effect. You know what I'm saying?
But we can't even say, like, okay, Mook and I'm not even battling like that. You know what I'm saying?
Who?
Verb and I'm talking about they, like,
no,
right
but,
now.
No, the point I'm making is Verb, you forgot when Verb did a blog, when he stepped to murder Mook, was like, yo, I battle you for such and such. And then Mook was asking for more money. So the point I'm making is, like, there was no PGs. They had to battle each other. None of these niggas had a name just as yet, except a small crop of niggas had a name. Verb Calico, they weren't a big name like that, like they are now in 2014. So now they learning from what the other brothers did. They learning from what Cassidy did when he didn't want to battle Mook. They learning from Mook don't want to battle these niggas. So, you know.
I get it to an extent. I just don't see, like, okay, you blaming them because they're not battling.
Not blaming
y'all
them. No,
gotta,
I'm not blaming
you,
them.
No, not you. The PG right. They, you know what I'm saying? You gotta make up your own shit, too, like how they did. You got to battle who's best
in
your class first before you step.
But let me ask you a question, though. Aver went from SB to Hollow to Don.
Hollow to Don was new, too. Well, not new.
Nah.
But he was just, come on now. Hollow to Don was just not coming into the URL when he battled Verb.
Yeah, but that was
Verb
a street status battle. That was a street status battle, though. That
right.
wasn't even
and
on
Verb
URL.
Put it on himself. So if that's the case, all these PGs, you want these battles, like Verb was finna pay Mook, go ahead and make it happen yourself.
Calico,
you can't get mad.
Calico went from newborn to Matt Hoffa, Summer Madness.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, let me ask you a question. How much longer does the PGs have to wait till they get a big name? Is it two more battles, three more battles, is it?
You know what I think? I think that they have to, like how, say they could go that Adi Doom route. You take one of the best for one round, and then you show what you could do, and then maybe all that to take you. That's props to Verb for even giving him that shot for that one round. Now he's getting JC. Next he might get somebody else. You know what I'm saying? But I got a question. What do y'all think? On some real shit, like, we've seen a lot of Audi Boom.
Yeah.
What do y'all think about this whole moonwalking and getting on your tippy toes type shit in the back? Like, I don't know. I think Audi Boom getting I fucked with Audi Boom, but I think he's getting a little on the corny side for me. You know what
I
saying?
Heard people say that. He's ODing with the blogs. He's kind of, but you know what,
you
though?
Know,
yeah, so that's the thing, though. He's always being talked about. Whether it's corny to us or whether you think it's funny, he's being talked about. He does have charisma,
daylight,
though.
You get up, come on now, Dre. You get on daylight like day and night about the pussy you do. I ain't saying
nah,
Adi Boom do it to that extent.
Nah, that's
but
a big
Adi
difference.
Boom on his tippy toes, moonwalking.
Nah.
You
going to compare Adi Boom tippy toeing to the antics at daylight?
No,
does,
but I'm saying it's the same thing.
Hey, yo, Cola, you heard ARP card?
Yeah, I heard it.
What do you think about it?
I think it's dope that I think he's bringing a lot of new shit. First of all, he looks good when he do those blocks. I'm going to put that out there, ARP. Even though I got a man, hey, boo, I'm going to put that out there. He looks good.
Oh,
but
man.
I think he's bringing a new light. Like, you know, this shit you not finna see on Smack because it's not finna, it ain't going to fill big seats like that to me. I think that it's more for the street crowd. Like, you know how you got California street shit, Tay-Rock, Sir, like those kind of like street rappers to me. I think this is for really the streets. It's not no, I ain't going to say entertainment because it's all a form of entertainment, but I think it's more for the street niggas that really appreciate.
Yeah.
And I think he's bringing a new thing to it. And I like that he put out there like, no, we ain't doing no fucking 2 minutes. Because this shit was bogus, 2 minutes. Like, if him and Cliff would have been somewhere else or got more time, that could have went, like, that could have been crazy. I already thought it was a good battle. I'm not saying a classic battle, but I thought it was a good battle. But if it would have went longer, it could have been way better. So I think he's doing a lot of new things. I'm excited to see who Rosenberg's all going again.
Shotgun Shug.
I think that's going to be good. Even though I'm not a real big Shug fan, I just, it, like O-Red, I can't get into Shug like that, but
yeah.
I think that's going to be good. And, you know, Matt Hoffa back. You know, I've been screaming for Matt Hoffa to come back. So I think it's a good thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just wanted to check in with y'all, you know.
You're ready, man.
All right, take care, y'all. All
right.
Yo, real quick, man. Let me say something real quick. Tempo here. I want to apologize to everybody out there. This shit was locked in. This is not on Cat. It's not on Dre. This is on me. Ronald was locked in for 9:30 tonight, man. I really do apologize to the fans. You know we work hard as shit to bring you guys interviews and everything that you want to hear, battle-related, everything like that. And we're going to keep fucking doing that. But, you know what I'm saying? So, salute to everybody that called in, man.
You're ready, man.
We still leaked our ARP card and shit.
Yeah, we got this ARP shit fucking exclusive. You guys already know what it is.
Huh? Always, so I'm not even mad about that shit.
Yeah.
That shit is whack, though, but fuck it, huh?
I know, man.
Well,
it's out of my hands,
though.
You know what I'm saying? I mean.
Right. Nah, yeah.
I'll
fall.
Ain't
holding you fucking question.
Yeah.
But shit, what's good, though?
I can tell y'all for sure, Calico on Wednesday, that shit is live, loaded, and ready. So understand, we got
Calico. Calico on Wednesday?
Calico on Wednesday, man. That shit is live, loaded.
Who y'all have winning, Calico or Surf?
Calico, and I got beat up today. Somebody told me Surf won, but I don't care. I had Calico in that shit.
Calico.
Who won Calico or Suge?
Calico.
You had Calico beating Suge?
Yep.
I'm a big
what
Cal,
you had,
Cal fan. I got Cal beating Suge. I had Cal beating Suge.
And niggas be sleeping on. Cal got two bodies, two on his resume.
Newborn.
Math.
Oh, yeah. Newborn. Is that it, though?
You know what?
Yeah,
I love
two bodies,
man. Heartless, by the way. I love that battle with Heartless.
That battle was, whew.
That shit was fuego.
I had Heartless winning that battle with him.
Me, too.
Yeah.
I had
Heartless.
Nah, but you know what? But that Kardashian line was dope that Calico said.
That Kardashian line was crazy. But that whole arm scheme by Heartless, whew. Man.
And you know what? There's a battle no one ever talks about that's damn near got almost a classic. When we talk about certain battles, nobody ever mentions Calico against Young L.B.
They don't.
That shit was fire, yo.
That shit was
fire. I think who was this nigga saved Young L? I just got to be honest.
What about when he said...
Yeah, think about it, my nigga. They was in St. Louis. This nigga Calico was trying to pull a nigga card on he don't like Verb and da-da-da-da. It was a whole bunch going on that battle right there.
I had L winning that, though.
Yeah.
Word?
Yeah.
I'm saying it was a debatable battle, though. Don't get it confused.
It's debatable.
It was debatable as hell.
It's debatable. But the more I watch it, though,
I think that, yeah, you know, I
give it to him.
I think round one, Young Ill, he kind of took kind of long for me, man. Get the first round. That's what I thought about that. But yo, Timbo, sign it off, bro.
You guys already know, man. We're gonna put all the links on at Top Avarat, at AngryFan007 on Twitter, at 3Letterman. You guys already know what it is. Cash just dropped a new blog. Follow all of that blog as a recap. YouTube.com/AngryFan007. All the episodes are gonna be uploaded to the YouTube of the show. YouTube.com/AngryFansRadio. You guys already know what it is. Check out that Angry Bird vs. Danny Myers. That's just an Angry Fans Radio exclusive. Man, you already know. This is Timbo. What's up, fellas?
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy, AngryFan007, man. We apologize to everybody about the whole bottle shit. We're going to square that shit away, man. Y'all niggas, check out my new blog, man. Fuck with us, man.
It's your boy, D-Lo, man, a.k.a. DRE. Who raised you niggas? You ready?
Salute.
All right.